College Station Bryan.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. The fresh warning from the U.S. to Syria about its chemical weapons.
This is a red line for the United States.
Fox News Radio's Simon Owen following this live in London.
The Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, beginning a five-day trip to Europe by reiterating the U.S. position on chemical weapons in Syria, that any use of them by the Syrian government would not be accepted by America.
There's a line between even the horrors that they have already inflicted and moving to utilizing their chemical weapons.
Clinton didn't say whether there's evidence to suggest that is an imminent possibility, but she says the U.S. is planning to take action if chemical weapons come into play. Lisa?
Simon, the White House not budging on its call to extend only part of the Bush-era tax cuts.
Standing in the way of that would be a refusal by Republicans to accept that rates are going to have to go up on the wealthiest Americans.
Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner, but House Speaker John Boehner not the least impressed with the administration's proposals.
I was just flabbergasted. I looked at him and said, you can't be serious.
Republicans insisting that to be serious about cutting spending, entitlements must be on the table. Israel is being called out by at least three governments over planned new settlements in the wake of UN recognition of Palestine's existence. Fox News Radio's Emily Wither, live in Jerusalem.
Israel is being condemned for announcing it's planning to build 3,000 new housing units in an area known as E1. Critics say it would cut off East Jerusalem from the west of the West Bank. Israeli lawyer Danny Seidman says it would make the two-state solution impossible.
I consider it to be, from a patriotic Israeli perspective, an act of self-destruction. E1 is not just another settlement, it's a doomsday settlement.
The U.S., Russia and Germany have all condemned the move, while France, Britain and Sweden have summoned their Israeli ambassadors. Lisa?
Emily, thanks. You're listening to Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
You want to give one special gift. It shows that you love what they do. It gives them cheer all through the year. You always hear, thank you.
Give a, give a, give a, give a Garmin. Give a, give a, give a, give a Garmin.
Find something fun for everyone. Garmin.com, Garmin.com.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
And right now, get 50% off photo cards and invitations. No coupon needed. Limited time only. Details in-store and at staples.com. Staples. That was easy.
Take all our Bryan Broadcasting stations everywhere on your mobile phone. Launch and load at RadioAggieland.com. 1620 WTAW College Station, Bryan.
Are your eyes itching and watering all the time? I'm Dr. Belinda Dobson with the Eye Care Center, and I'm here to help. Millions of Americans suffer from undiagnosed eye allergies and dry eye. At the Eye Care Center, our doctors specialize in treating these conditions. In many cases, you can experience instantaneous relief with our new prescription eye drops. Call me, Dr. Belinda Dobson, at 779-2020 or visit youreyecarecenter.com.
Now with two locations, on Villa Maria Road in Bryan and at the Navasota Medical Center in Navasota.
Coffee in the morning for some people is a very serious thing. Without it, they're groggy and grumpy for the early part of their day. If you're one of these people, you can appreciate the value of a good cup of coffee. If you're the boss of these people, you can appreciate Twin City Coffee Service. For over 25 years, you've counted on Twin City Coffee to provide the best coffee and filtrated water service in the Brazos Valley. Call Mike or Troy to see how they can help you enhance your break station with their refreshing coffee, tea, and filtrated water. Call 773928 Twin City Coffee Service.
Norma G Tractor, zero down payment, zero interest for 60 months. Norma G Tractor, zero payments until April 2013. Buy your new tractor now at Norma G Tractor and get the best prices, more horsepower, the largest rebates, zero interest, and lower monthly payments on all new Kubota tractors, the best-selling, most popular compact tractor on earth. Norma G Tractor has a new Kubota L3200 DT four-wheel drive 32-horsepower tractor with power steering, Kubota front-end loader, 5-foot pasture shredder, 5-foot box blade for only $16,195 or payments as low as $222 per month. Or how about an LD3800 DT 38-horsepower four-wheel drive Kubota tractor with 5-foot shredder and 5-foot box blade for just $17,745 or $242 per month? All Kubota tractors come with a 3-year warranty, and your trade-in's welcome. For the largest selection and guaranteed best prices on all your Kubota tractor and utility vehicle needs, come to Norma G Tractor, Highway 39 at OSR in Norma G, Texas. And remember, nobody beats Norma G Tractor. Nobody.
Sir, we're out of ink again.
What? We can't go over budget again.
We don't need to pay more to print when we can call Cartridge World.
Cartridge World?
They sell refilled ink and toner cartridges, saving us up to 40% on refills. Cartridge World has a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they sell black, color ink, and toner along with all the major brands.
Cartridge World is going to save us a lot of money.
Enough to give me a raise? Just kidding.
Cartridge World. Why pay more to print? In the Brian Tejas Center. Call 823-4800. Like us on Facebook.
Folks at ABC Home and Commercial Services have lots of ways to make sure that your home is just right for the guests that you want, making sure that the pests that you don't want don't show up. You know, for more than 60 years, ABC Home and Commercial Services has been tending to that for people here in the Brazos Valley, and they know all the secrets, and that they know exactly how those critters get into your home or your outbuildings, and they can take care of the ones that are in there right now. And at the same time, they can make sure that you don't have that problem again. Doesn't matter what those little pests might be or bigger pests, they can take care of that for you. And it's all done with just one phone call at 361-0500. How about making your outside look great? Of course, they can do that for you with regular lawn service, taking care of your flower beds or your shrubs. Whether it's a one-time prep deal or a continuing service, ABC Home and Commercial Services can do that. And for this time of year, of course, that can mean something completely different. That means hanging your Christmas lights, because they'll do that for you as well. It just takes one phone call to find out about the program, how ABC comes out, puts the lights up, stores them, takes them down, then stores them, and they're ready to do it for you again next year. So to make your home look great during this time of year or any time of year, give them a call at ABC Home and Commercial Services. That's 361-0500.
Aggie-owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
So what brings you here today?
She's got a fever and a sore throat.
Let's see what we've got here.
What's that?
It's the Exergen Temporal Scanner. I just swipe it across her forehead. Forehead like this, and we get an accurate read every time.
Wish I had one of those.
You can have one. They sell the Exergen scanner in stores. It's worth every penny, and trust me, you'll love it for years to come.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen Temporal Scanner. Pick one up at Walgreens and other fine retailers.
WTW News Time is 6:07. It's 66 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Blue Baker, voted best sandwich shop, bakery, cookie, and food delivery in the Brazos Valley. Enjoy taste baked from scratch at Blue Baker. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Highway 21 west of North Zulch was shut down most of Friday afternoon following a two-vehicle collision. DPS Trooper Jimmy Morgan says a westbound oil tanker was stopped in a construction zone when it was rear-ended by a box truck full of plumbing supplies.
It appeared to the troopers that he didn't hit his brakes, so we were thinking maybe driver inattention was involved.
The driver of the box truck, 59-year-old Jack LaCroix of Spring, was killed while the driver of the semi was not hurt. The crash at the Shepherd's Creek Bridge closed the highway for 4 hours. Additional fatalities took place this weekend on Saturday morning when the SUV of Randall Schulte drifted off of FM 2502 just south of Burton and struck a tree, and last night when the pickup of 42-year-old Ronald Canatella struck a cow carcass that had been left in the FM 2154 roadway just south of Day Road. A driver failing to stop his car behind the white line led to being pulled over by Bryan policemen. The Saturday afternoon traffic stop at Highway 21 and the freeway resulted in the driver and two passengers from Tyler and Elgin going to jail. That's after officers discovered almost 10 pounds of high-quality hydroponic marijuana valued at more than $75,000 and more than $5,000 of cash. Half the money was in an opened bag of chips, and the rest was in the pants of the driver, who said the cash was from working construction jobs. jobs. A dog in the car also went to jail until it was picked up by the driver's mother. Online at WTAW.com are more details of the drug bust. Winners of yesterday's BCS Christmas Parade have been announced. The full list is available online at WTAW.com. Thank you to all who participated. The grand prize went to Sam Houston Elementary in Bryan. The Award of Excellence was presented to the Brazos County Sheriff's Office, and the Judges Award went to Power Sports. Superintendents of the Bryan and College Station school districts applauded Friday's announcement that the new STAR standardized tests will not count as 15% of a student's grade this school year. Bryan Superintendent Tommy Wallace says administrators, school boards, parents, and educators across the state of Texas have had enough of testing.
I think that the people of Texas are beginning to voice that concern, and with budget cuts and then you have state testing on top of it. I think that people are beginning to listen. I think that there's a shift and a momentum change toward Texas public schools, and I hope that it continues and they'll take it to the next step and stop with this overabundance of testing.
College Station ISD Superintendent Eddie Coulson says a statewide grassroots effort by moms and dads across the state of Texas is what changed this rule. Coulson and Willis are hopeful the legislature will completely abolish the 15% provision during the upcoming session that starts in January. One of three men accused of an armed robbery at a College Station apartment last week has been arrested. 23-year-old Leon Chadwick of Bryan was arrested early Saturday morning at a home in West Bryan by College Station Police Department detectives and members of the SWAT unit. Investigators believe Chadwick and two others still being sought threatened one person at gunpoint at an apartment on Holloman near Welburn during the midnight hour last Wednesday. The thieves left with electronics and other items. And one of three men accused of armed robbery in Bryan Friday night has been arrested. The victim, a 60-year-old man, says he was walking along San Jacinto west of Texas when one of the three robbers displayed a gun and demanded money. Police say based on information from the victim, they found the gunman about 1 hour later. 23-year-old Quillian Davenport was arrested following a foot chase. The gun was recovered with the aid of a police dog and no one was hurt. Descriptions of the other suspects are available online at WTAW.com. South of Oakwood Intermediate School in College Station, police arrested two men early Friday morning for vehicle burglaries. Officers say stolen property was traced back to four vehicles in the area of Glade Street and Park Place. Caught after a short foot chase were 25-year-old Toby Jones and 20-year-old Noah Regan of College Station. Property recovered by police was returned to owners. Investigators say there was no forced entry into any of the vehicles. A prominent member of three White House staffs and a well-known conservative voice and author is coming to Aggieland next month. Mary Madeline, who served in both Bush administrations as well as that of President Reagan, will be at A&M as the mid-year commencement convocation speaker. Madeline and her husband, James Carville, have several public service projects, including co-chairing next year's host committee for the Super Bowl in New Orleans where they reside. The public's invited to the convocation on Thursday, December 13th in Rudder Auditorium. And the Christmas Angel Toy Drive is in full swing. Bryan Broadcasting's Allison Meserol says it's an opportunity to share the Christmas spirit with local children that you won't want to miss. Meserol says you can choose your angel online or at the Blue Baker locations on University and Dominick Drive.
The trees there set up in their lobbies have paper angels hanging on the trees. And on those angels, you'll see a child's name, their age, and their Christmas wish, along with their clothing size. And we ask our listeners to stop by and choose an angel that speaks to them.
She says one of her favorite things about the program is seeing the kids' faces light up when they see that someone cared enough to buy them a gift. At WTW.com, full interviews with Meserol and Ben Downs are available. WTW News Time is 6:13 at 66 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Blue Baker. We'll have more news for you at 6:30, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You know, there are pieces of equipment at Super Slow that I have not used in the entire time I've been there, and the reason is that's not part of my customized program. You see, the first thing you do, you go in and you have a look and you try some of the machines out at Super Slow, and then Super Slow puts together a program that is just right for you. So as a result, there may be pieces of equipment that you don't use, but it's a program where you get the workout that you need. You start out by going a couple of times a week. It's about 25 minutes or less. It doesn't take much time at all, but you are able to build up your strength, your core muscles, and you feel better. You set an appointment just like you would for a doctor, but it's personalized for you. Give them a call at 693-6100. They're now in the West Building on the first floor, right there by the College Station Medical Center on Rock Prairie Road. The number to call again, 693-6100 for Super Slow Zone. Minutes a week. In shape for life.
I know this is a radio, so imagine with me. You walk through a door and you see over 100 different sewing machine cabinets and sergers, over 50 different vacuums and shampooers, all kinds of fabric stabilizers, over 300 colors of thread, presser feet, quality steam irons, ironing boards, air filters, presses, every vacuum bag you can think of. Are you dead and in heaven? No, you're at the new Sovac City Direct in downtown Bryan. Sovac City Direct is 700 South Bryan Avenue, or visit our College Station location in front of HEB on Texas Avenue. Visit us online at SovacDirect.com. Sovac City, come on down, see us.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:15. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Clouds, they're going to be with us throughout the morning hours. It'll become partly sunny through the afternoon, highs near 80 degrees, turning partly to mostly cloudy, 65 overnight. Cloudy tomorrow, a couple of showers may pop up during the day, still warm for this time of year, high 75 to 80, partly to mostly cloudy, 55 to 60 tomorrow night. Wednesday, occasional sunshine developing with the chance for a shower, highs on Wednesday near 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. The Aggies are picking cotton in Jerry World. We'll share that with you. Baylor is going to the Holiday Bowl.
Woo!
That was for Kat.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
Men's hoops wins. We win in swimming and diving with the Aggies also as well. High school football and a whole lot more coming up.
Go Northern Illinois.
Yeah, they
Northern Illinois.
Screwed it up for everybody.
Yeah, that's really stupid.
Holy cow.
Well, but you know, it's sports, and so they need to have something to talk about. And so the controversy about that got turned over to watch the, ESPN 7-hour bowl selection show.
I was watching that in the Dallas game.
Yeah. I just went, oh, so what happened to Dallas?
They won. Oh, thank you very little.
Gripe. I hate that.
Okay. So all did right. The Texans. They clinched.
Yeah, well, but the Texans have the best record in football. We're talking the Cowboys here. Anyway. All right, so detectives in our favorite state, that'd be Florida. Yes. Have arrested a 37-year-old woman charging her with the attempted murder of her husband. They allege that she admitted to attempting to poison and kill her husband by crushing up some pills and placing them in his tuna fish sandwich. The husband had eaten part of the sandwich and felt nauseous. He was treated at a nearby hospital for nausea and dizziness. That's the whole story?
That's it? That can't be it.
Well, obviously, no, it is. It's obvious that they are like we are. You know, you just can't start the week without a story from Florida.
What if it was just bad tuna?
How can you tell? And maybe that's what it was all about.
Oh, not this dumb song.
Oh, yeah.
Again.
Oh, sure. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeehaw!
I mean, we've been playing this, Kat, since you were about 12, so you have to understand. This is a long-term tradition.
That is assuming you know how old I am.
Well, I know. Oh, approximately. Okay.
Walking around in women's underwear in the store.
I'll let you know this is the edited version, so you don't have to stick your fingers in your ear for 2 minutes. Yeah. Now, we cut it down to about a minute, but just we know that there are people who go, hey, listen, you need to listen in the morning at 6:15 because they play this funny song or strange song during the Christmas season.
Speaking of listeners,
yes,
we might have someone listening in China today.
Oh, I heard from her Friday, by the way.
What?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You don't even know what I'm talking
yes,
about.
Yes, I do. Yeah, she called, as a matter of fact.
No, you have no idea what I'm talking about.
Oh, okay.
About.
Okay.
I'll tell you later.
Okay, fine. All right.
Unless you were talking to my old roommate.
Yeah, I was, as a matter of fact. So.
No way. Yeah.
Interesting. Very yeah. Interesting.
Oh, the song is back.
Well, we have to do this, sure, of course, because we can't officially start the show.
Okay. Info.
Mason,
well, I was very excited.
We'd have people wandering the streets going, where do I go? What do I do? I haven't been able to start my day
yes,
the way I'm supposed to.
We're that relevant.
Yes, I'm just wondering, sir, there's several people in China that are listening to us.
No, I think it's the same one that you're talking about. She called on Friday, and then she never called back. So
how did she call?
telephone.
They have phones there, Bobby, you know.
We're out of ink again.
What? We can't go over budget again.
We don't need to pay more to print when we can call Cartridge World.
Cartridge World?
They sell refilled ink and toner cartridges, saving us up to 40% on refills. Cartridge World has a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they sell black, color ink, and toner along with all the major brands.
Cartridge World is going to save us a lot of money.
Enough to give me a raise? Just kidding.
Cartridge World. Why pay more to print? In the Brian Tejas Center. Call 823-4800. Like us on Facebook.
It's Macy's One Day Sale Wednesday, Preview Day Tuesday, with hundreds of gifts on sale store-wide. Take 50% off sportswear for her from Charter Club, Alfani, Style & Co. and more. And 50% off sleepwear from Charter Club, Jenny & more. Save 30 to 50% plus an extra 20% on fine jewelry. Take 50% off dress shirts from Jeffrey Bean, Tasso Elba & more. And 60% off all throws and Martha Stewart flannel and fleece sheet sets. Macy's One Day Sale. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Hey, 620, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Actually, you know, because the new month started over the weekend.
Yeah.
So let me see. The month is probably, you know.
December?
Yeah, I was looking to see if, I was just looking to see if it's such and such month. It's National Pie Day was on Saturday. Again, why does pie just get a day? National Drunk and Drugged Driving Prevention Month. Yeah, good luck on that. And, that's about it. And then 20.
So cynical.
Well, what? I mean, okay. I'm going to make a day for it, and people are going to go, oh, gosh, I think I'll quit using drugs. Yeah, you bet. That works really well. All right, so anyhow, let's do some birthdays.
Birthdays, we have Brian Bonsall. He was from Family Ties. He was the young kid and then was on Star Trek Next Generation as Worf's son.
Oh, of course.
He's 31 today.
Worf's son.
And I think he's in jail.
Okay. Well, perfect. A Christmas he'll always remember.
Anna Klumsky's 32 from My Girl. She's on with Julie Louis-Dreyfus now in Veep.
Shouldn't she have changed her name? I mean,
you would think.
Klumsky. Have you seen that Veep? That's a funny show.
It is funny.
It is not family friendly.
No,
at
it
all,
is not.
But it's funny. Yeah.
Sean Parker, 33. He's the guy that founded Napster.
Oh, okay.
Brendan Fraser's 44.
I love that guy. I really do.
Yeah, yeah.
He's one of my favorite actors.
Well, see, he was like a Spider-Man, wasn't he?
He was George of the Jungle.
Oh, of course.
And Dudley Do-Right.
Oh, well, of course. There
and in several other movies. He was in The Mummy. Uh-huh. He was in, there's a movie about an author. I don't remember the name of it.
Okay, well, that's all right. You did those three. That's good enough.
Montel Jordan's 44. Uh-huh. Katerina Witt is 47. Mm-hmm. Julianna Moore is 52. Daryl Hannah is 52. NASCAR legend Rick Mears is 61. And Sharon! Ozzy Osbourne, 64.
Oh, my gosh.
Really? I guess that's from the show
I haven't ever watched.
Well, I know, yeah. I felt that was probably true. All right, 622.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
If any Republican votes for any proposal at any level that authorizes the president where they give up their constitutional authority as it relates to money and spending and debt, they should be fired. Period. I don't care if the deal is the greatest deal in the world. You cannot give this authority over to the president of the United States because there's no end to the amount of debt he will ring up in his term. Yeah, you can give him 6 months more money, but he needs to come back to Congress, and Congress needs to do its due diligence and maintain their constitutional authority on something as important as raising the debt limit. You can't give him a blank check. That'd be madness. So that is a deal killer in any capacity.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The deals are heating up during John Deere's Green Fever sales event. Get 0% financing for 60 months on new 3E tractors or on 45 to 75 horsepower 5D and 5E tractors. Plus, take up to $1,500 off when you buy two implements. Come see us today. Offer ends January 31st, 2013, subject to approved credit on John Deere financial installment plans. See your participating John Deere dealer for details.
Find the Sioux Falls Prater location nearest to you online at cptractor.com. Or find us at myjohndeeredealer.com.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Amberen, and it's an advanced natural product clinically shown to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40. Amberen balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. You can try Amberen absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-425-8440. That's 1-800-425-8440.
Cautious optimism about the labor market. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. Experts tell the Wall Street Journal the outlook for job seekers should improve in 2013 if the Washington-created fiscal cliff crisis can be averted. Businesses that have waited to invest because of fiscal uncertainties may finally start to hire and spend, and repair work in the wake of Hurricane Sandy will mean lots of jobs in construction and retail. Stock market futures suggest Wall Street could start the new month on a positive note. Shares of Yum Brands lost nearly 10% of their value on Friday. The CEO of the company that owns Pizza Hut and KFC warned about slumping sales in China, the company's biggest market. There's a lot of fast food competition in China now, and Chinese consumers appear to be losing their appetites for fried chicken and pizza. Many Americans went online to seek out information about the presidential election this year. Yahoo says election was the number one search term for 2012. iPhone 5 came in second. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
How would you like to try a sales generating tool for your business that is so good at locating qualified leads it's been called best of the breed? If your business thrives on selling to other businesses, then get ready for a toll-free number and a free trial offer that could literally revolutionize your sales. Hoovers, a D&B company, has developed a powerful tool to connect you to qualified buyers for your product or service that is fast and easy. No more wasting time getting leads manually. No more pre-configured lists of names that don't fit your business. Hoover's advanced targeting technology helps you reach the market that will be most receptive to your product or service. For a limited time, Hoover's would like to offer their radio listeners 50 free leads and a 24-hour trial.
Just call 800-239-0011. That's a free trial and 50 free leads. Call now. 800-239-0011. 800-239-0011. Again, 800-239-0011.
It's harvest time at Royalty Pecan Farms, so enjoy orchard tours and activities every Saturday till Christmas. Make sure to pick up a Royalty Pecan or pumpkin pecan pie for all your holiday dinners. And sending fresh Texas pecans to everyone on your list is a perfect gift. Royalty Pecan's extended fall store hours have begun. From now till Christmas, they'll be open Monday through Saturday from 9 to 6. So shop their unique Texas products produced here in the Brazos Valley. Royalty Pecans on Highway 21, 1 mile west of the Brazos River. Or shop royaltypecans.com.
Hi, this is Joanna with Texas Rose Boutique. Have I got a Christmas bonus for you. Shop Texas Rose and get a free bangle set with every $50 purchase. Find the latest in trendy fashions, jewelry, and accessories. Top of the line and hard to find, Tasha Palizzi apparel and Lane boots are now at Texas Rose. Grab a Texas Rose gift card or two, perfect for stocking stuffers and great friends. And remember, get a free bangle set with every $50 purchase. Texas Rose Boutique, the store within a store, next to Catalina Hatters in downtown Bryan. Happy holidays!
Christmas for Cowboys with Travis and Scott Catalina.
At Catalina Hatters, we've been making and renovating the finest quality custom-made felt hats for our customers around the corner and around the world.
We have all styles and qualities, handmade and creased professionally in our factory in downtown Bryan.
For stocking stuffers, Catalina Hatters offers a great selection of hat bands and hat accessories, even gift certificates.
Catalina Hatters, we're the working Cowboys trade. Family-owned and operated for over 30 years in historic downtown Bryan.
Merry Christmas from Catalina Hatters.
Hey, good morning. It's 627 Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Thomas More Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products. Thomas More Feed, just 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway, or at morefeed.com. Well, once again, about 80 degrees next couple of days, as a matter of fact. Be down about 65 tonight. Then we'll, I don't know, cool off. How's that? But not by much, down to about 75 or so. And then by the end of the week, we're back knocking at the 80s door. Right now, our winds are from the south at 7. Humidity is 93%. We have overcast skies and looks like about 68 degrees out there.
Looking for a new job during the holidays is almost impossible. Most people believe that, which makes it not true. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up.
Did you know that certain gold and silver coins can be added to your retirement accounts?
It's a fact. For years, investors have been adding popular coins like the gold and silver American Eagles to their IRAs and old 401ks. More importantly, gold and silver have quadrupled in value within the past 10 years. Major banks and credible analysts around the world are forecasting even more demand for both gold and silver in the coming years. Isn't it about time for you to consider adding gold to your retirement accounts? When it comes to adding physical metals to your retirement accounts, no one makes it easier and faster than American Bullion. Call now for your free gold guide at 800-664-8864. Find out how to add U.S. minted gold and silver coins to your IRA and old 401k. Call the most trusted name in the industry today, American Bullion. 800-664-8864. Call for your free gold guide. 800-664-8864.
If you're looking for a new job, the holidays are a horrible time to look, right?
No, they're not. They're a great time. People are generally in a good mood. It's a great excuse to reach out and say hello to somebody.
Susan Joyce, publisher of job-hunt.org and editor of the new Kindle book, New Year, New Job, 101 Top Tips from the Job Hunt Experts for Your Holiday Job Search.
There's this theory that a lot of people have that no hiring gets done at the end of the year because there's parties and there's all this other stuff going on. But most organizations want to be fully staffed on January 1st, so they really are hiring in December.
Conventional wisdom is that January is a good time to look for a job, but January is actually difficult.
That's when everybody jumps back in. That's when the highest traffic on any website associated with employment happens, is in January. And the lowest traffic is in December. There's data from the U.S. Department of Labor. There were 30,000 more jobs filled in December 2011 than were filled in January 2012.
No matter when you look for a job, Susan says you're always better off having someone recommend you for the job.
There's some data in a report I saw that says that someone who is an internal referral, referred by another employee, is 5 times more likely to be hired.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTW News Time is 6:31. It's 66 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Orthopedic Associates, now at a new, larger location at 2803 Earl Rudder Freeway South. They'll offer the same personalized care you've come to expect from Drs. Eero, Riley, Vizi, Brazil, and their staff. They're part of the St. Joseph Difference. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. 25 awards were presented after yesterday's BCS Christmas Parade. Sam Houston Elementary School in Bryan took the grand prize. The Brazos County Sheriff's Office received the Award of Excellence, and Power Sports won the Judges Award. Thanks to everyone who participated. You can read all the winners online at WTAW.com. College Station police officers went to a home in West Bryan early Saturday morning to arrest one of 3 men accused of an armed robbery at an apartment the day before Thanksgiving. 2 others remain at large in the holdup on Holloman near Welburn, where electronics were among the property taken. 23-year-old Leon Chadwick of Bryan was taken to jail after members of the CSPD SWAT team and detectives went to a home on Jaguar off La Brisa, west of Harvey Mitchell Parkway. Bryan police are looking for 2 of 3 men accused of robbing a 60-year-old man at gunpoint Friday night. The gunman was found about 1 after the holdup on San Jacinto, west of Texas. 23-year-old Quillian Davenport was arrested after running from officers. A police dog found what Davenport said was the gun used in the robbery. No one was hurt, and on the WTAW.com website is more information about the other suspects. 2 College Station men are accused of 4 vehicle burglaries south of Oakwood Intermediate School. Early Friday morning, police were involved in a brief foot chase before capturing 20-year-old Noah Regan and 25-year-old Toby Jones. Officers say numerous items were recovered from the area of Park Place and Glade Street and returned to the owners. Texas public school students, parents, teachers, and administrators won't have to deal with the pressure of the new STAR end-of-course exam, counting as 15% of a final grade this year. College Station Superintendent Eddie Colson is among those wanting the legislature to permanently ban the idea.
The grassroots pressure from moms and dads across the state of Texas really is what changed this rule. And I anticipate that while the delay is specifically announced for the 12-13 school year, I do anticipate that the legislative body will take action this next legislative session to permanently change the rule.
Colson expects the legislature next year to consider a number of changes to the assessment and accountability of public schools. Two brothers from Tyler and a friend from Elgin were passing through Bryan on their way to Crockett Saturday afternoon when a policeman pulled them over for a traffic violation. Now the men are in the Brazos County Jail after police found more than $5,000 cash and $75,000 of high-quality hydroponic marijuana. According to the arrest report, an officer saw the car stop past the white line on Highway 21 in the freeway. Inside the car was two combination lock containers containing 9 bags of marijuana. Also seized were the suspect's cell phones, which police say were constantly ringing during the search. More details are online at WTW.com. The driver of a box truck that failed to stop in a construction zone died after rear-ending a stopped oil tanker. The Friday afternoon crash stopped traffic for 4 hours on Highway 21 near North Zulch at the Shepherd's Creek Bridge.
It appears that the driver of the one-ton box van failed to control speed and maybe driver intention struck the rear of the 18-wheeler in the rear.
DPS Trooper Jimmy Morgan says the driver of the box truck, 59-year-old Jack LaCroix of Spring, was killed, but the driver of the semi was not injured. There were two other fatal crashes this weekend. One was Saturday morning just south of Burton. Randall Schulte's SUV drifted off of FM 2502 and struck a tree. The other was last night when 42-year-old Ronald Canatella's pickup was sent into a brushy area after striking a cow carcass that had been left in the roadway of FM 2154 just south of Day Road. And if you don't have time to shop for anyone extra this Christmas, but you have a generous heart, you can still make a big difference for a local kid through the Christmas Angels program. Allison Meserol with Bryan Broadcasting says besides toys, they're accepting financial donations that will make it possible for Santa's elves at Bryan Broadcasting to fulfill needy children's wish lists.
We will assign that money to an angel, and we will totally take care of the shopping and the wrapping and the sorting and all of that for you. For a lot of these kids, this is the only Christmas presents that they'll be receiving this year. So it's fun to be able to kind of open up your heart and bring in somebody else to your Christmas this year.
She says there's a very special joy in being able to see what a difference you've made, not just for the kids, but for the parents. More details are available online at WTAW.com. And political commentator and author Mary Madeline is coming to A&M. She'll speak at the mid-year commencement convocation on Thursday, December 13th at Rudder Auditorium. Madeline worked at the White House during both Bush administrations and for President Reagan. She was also a counselor to Vice President Cheney. She and her husband, fellow political observer James Carville, live in New Orleans, where they also are involved in public service projects that include the centennial of Loyola University. The public's invited to attend the convocation program. WTW News Time is 6:36. It's 66 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by St. Joseph Orthopedic Associates. We'll have more news for you at 7:06, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You love sports, but they can be hard on your body. Taking a hit on the field or running a marathon can leave you injured and sitting on the sidelines. St. Joseph Brazos Valley Sports Medicine can help you recover from your injury and return to the game. Our team of orthopedic surgeons, physical therapists, and athletic trainers work together to maximize your athletic potential. And our Saturday morning injury clinics also help get you back in the game. Just call 731-2876 to let us know you're coming. saint-joseph.org/BVSM.
Unwrap the savings now when you bundle with Suddenlink and get more right now during the holiday season. Get Suddenlink's blazing fast 15 meg internet for as low as $30 a month when you bundle. That's enough bandwidth for online gaming, streaming movies, downloading music, whatever. You can do all of that, as a matter of fact, at the same time. And of course, there's Suddenlink home phone service for only $25 a month. For the rest of your life, the phone company cannot match that. You get unlimited local and long-distance calling. Talk to friends and family during the holidays, no matter where they are in America. Then there's Suddenlink's SL200 HD TV, as low as $35 a month when you bundle. You can stream your favorite shows, too, with the Suddenlink To Go that you'll have access to. So now's a better. There's been no better time to upgrade than right now. And, of course, new month, that means that there are new movies for video on demand, as a matter of fact. And so check into that list because it's pretty neat. It includes Looper, which is one that I'm really looking forward to. That'll be happening at the end of the month. And generally, those are about 8 weeks ahead of what you'll find at Redbox and Netflix. So lots of reasons for you to be in touch with them at Suddenlink at 1-800-915-1866, 1-800-915-1866, or go to suddenlink.com.
Discover the latest in holiday wear for children and the coolest gifts for all family members in the 2012 holiday issue of Brazos Family Magazine. From seasonal recipes to a calendar full of holiday community events, Brazos Family Magazine is your local source for family-friendly fun. Brazos Family Magazine is a free publication and available at locations throughout Bryan College Station. Or request your free copy by emailing your name and address to magazine@bryanbroadcasting.com.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:39. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY.
Cloudy skies across the area this morning. Partial sun will try to develop this afternoon. High temperatures, they're going to have tendency to reach about 80 today. It'll be partly to mostly cloudy and remain warm tonight, 65. Clouds, couple of showers for tomorrow, highs 75 to 80, partly to mostly cloudy tomorrow night, 55 to 60. Some sunshine Wednesday, we could see a stray shower, highs on Wednesday around 70 degrees, a little bit cooler for Thursday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
If there was a better way to do it, we'd already be doing it.
That's Nick Saban talking about the BCS National Championship and getting ready. The Aggies are getting ready for their old bowl game, and they're picking cotton. We'll share that with you here in a little bit. Aggie basketball as well as the NFL coming up in 12 minutes.
Or so.
Or so. Ish.
Ish, yes, 12-ish. Oh, yeah. Well, listen, the Cowboys, I mean, was the Cowboy game any good? Or?
Yeah, it was actually an entertaining game.
Yeah, sure it was.
It was two, it was two crappy teams, so they were evenly matched.
There you go.
Wow.
Because, I mean, I saw a little bit of the Texans game. It is pretty boring, you know, because they had things well under control. And
yes, they did.
Know, enough of that.
Y'all should have come and got sunburned at the Christmas parade with me.
You did get sunburned. Yeah, you did. Yeah.
I thought you were crying.
No.
When I walked in, I was like, oh, what happened? And then I realized to kind of put two and two together.
They had this
together.
Stuff called sunscreen. Yeah. I don't know if you ever heard of it or not.
I know. I made a poor life choice.
Yeah, well. Of course, actually, you know, Kat, if that's the worst poor life choice you make, then that's, you know, that's okay.
I would venture a guess hers are far fewer than ours.
Yeah, really. But, I mean, you'll be, like, peeling in December? Is that pretty much it? You gonna look all... Are you? I mean, I don't know. Do you peel? You gonna get all...
No, my idea was to look like a lobster in all the family pictures.
Sure.
Not.
Yeah,
I hope I won't. It doesn't seem like it's bad enough to peel, but it might flake a little.
Well, mission accomplished.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, I just dreamed about boiled crabs all night.
Okie dokie.
So, anyway, I don't want to talk a lot of politics because, you know, it's that time of the year. It's the most wonderful time of the year when we shouldn't have to talk about politics. But I like that, you know, they're talking about the fiscal cliff. Everybody's just wringing their hands and how we're going to do. And Grover Norquist, you know who this guy is?
Yeah.
He runs this thing called the Americans for Tax Reform. And, of course, Grover was a rock star a couple of years ago because everybody was lining up wanting to sign this no new tax pledge. And, you know, now they're jumping off the Titanic. But his idea was, he was on Meet the Press, I think, yesterday. He said, let's televise the negotiations.
I'd love that.
Yep. He said, you should just get in a room with C-SPAN cameras there and negotiate. Let's have it out in front of the C-SPAN cameras, and if the Republicans are being reasonable, then we'll see that, and if not, we'll see that. You've got to have cameras in the room.
I want to see him make the sausage.
I really do. I mean, I really, really, really like that idea.
Well, they have subtitles that sort of translate into layman's terms, all of the political language they use.
Only if I'm allowed to do it. This pinhead said...
Well, wait, I got to get something over here. Hang on. All right, I'll be back in a minute.
Okay.
I had to take my headphones off.
Yeah, it's because we're not smart enough. You know, we really don't understand the way the system works, and so that's why they have to be there to help us.
Right.
Okay. For the second year in a row, they put together a list of the richest members of Congress. 7 out of 10 of them are Democrats, just telling you.
Really?
Yeah. Now, number one...
Wait a second. I thought they always talked about how rich Republicans
were. That's the whole idea. Now, number one, Roll Call's annual list of the 50 richest members of Congress reveals 7 of the top 10 are Democrats. 4 of 10 owe their fortunes to wealthy spouses. Top on the list again this year would be Texas Republican Representative Michael McCaul. Michael McCaul's wife is named Linda. Linda's maiden name is Mays, as in Lowry.
Really?
Oh, yeah, you didn't know that?
No,
yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So he's worth, well, at least $294 million. So
does he have part of the school?
No.
That's a bit of a relief. I know, at least with my humble roots, I'm not going to be snagged by a political person.
There you go. Sitting there second on the list, of course, would be John Ketchup Boy Kerry. And he's got $199 million. Now, it's interesting because, you know, his wife is Teresa Hines Kerry.
Correct.
Who is the widow of another former senator.
Yep.
So,
really?
Yeah, John Hines. He's dead now again. And that was the ketchup fortune. So he's dealing with secondhand ketchup, as a matter of fact. So, you know, there you go.
Secondhand ketchup.
Number three is Daryl Issa.
Yeah.
Daryl is Directed Electronics Incorporated. He was the founder. He's worth about $140 million. Next on the list is Mark Warner. Among other things, he was the co-founder of Nextel Communications. So he's a Democrat.
Holy cow.
Yeah, Jay Rockefeller, you know the last name, right? they've still got enough. I mean, he's the great grandson, and he's still worth $80 million. Richard Blumenthal, $79 million. His wife is the daughter of a real estate mogul. This one is kind of interesting. Another Democrat, number seven on the list, is Jared Polis from Colorado. He's worth about $70 million. His wealth comes from the Blue Mountain Arts, the greeting cards people.
Really?
Yeah. There you go. That's Jared Polis from
Colorado.
I didn't
know the card people made any money.
Oh, no. Blue Mountain? Oh, yeah. They're the electronic card people. Yeah, they do fine.
Oh, I didn't know electronic cards made any money.
Oh, yes. Believe me. Frank Lautenberg from New Jersey. He is the co-founder of ADP, if you're familiar
really?
With that. Yep. That's how he made his money.
The only ADP I know is adenosine triphosphate. I don't think
No, you're wrong. If you look at your paycheck.
I didn't get a paycheck.
Oh, well, that's your problem.
I didn't know it was payday on Friday, but I've never found my envelope.
Oh, well, ADP does our payroll, and they do lots and lots of people's payroll. Diane Feinstein.
I should have said diphosphate anyway.
Yeah, whatever.
I was wrong.
Yeah, okay. And so that's Nancy Pelosi's number 13 on the list. She's worth $26 million. So.
Good heaven.
There you
go. How did that woman get that? Never mind.
Her husband, he's a real estate guy.
Good.
So just remember, they're just like us.
Sure they are.
They are just like us. They have the same problems we do. Yeah, maybe not. And let's see. Yeah, I think it's probably about it. Oh, J.C. Watts. You remember him? Used to be a football player for the University of Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
Got elected to Congress. Real likable kind of guy. He's an African-American. He's thinking about becoming chairman of the Republican National Committee.
I think that would be a good move.
I think it would be an excellent move, as a matter of fact. The current chairman, Rince Priebus, who has a weird name both front and back, has already announced that he will seek a second term. But, you know, considering how the Republicans did in the last election, I mean, you want to bring that guy back?
So
I'm not sure.
After the fact, would he be Rince Postbus?
Postbus, I like that.
Time magazine named it one of the top 50 inventions of 2011. At Batteries Plus, we call it our newest product. It's the Switch LED light bulb. And it uses 80% less energy than traditional bulbs while delivering the same warm, welcoming light you're used to. Switch to Switch at Batteries Plus today. Batteries Plus, the replace it place.
Batteries Plus is your one-stop source for all your battery and light bulb needs. Visit Batteries Plus in College Station on the corner of Texas and Holloman. Batteries Plus, any battery, any bulb for anything.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
It's time for Expo 2012, Saturday, December 8th from 8 till 2. Producers will offer big savings and information to help you be successful in your ag operation. With CEU credits for private applicators and super one-day only specials on everything from the farm and ranch. Visit the booths of over 50 manufacturers and suppliers, lock in great prices, and win fabulous door prizes. Experience Producers Expo 2012, Saturday, December 8th on Texas Avenue, just north of 21.
What happens to our majestic shade trees while we're busy building new houses beside and beneath them can be absolutely heartbreaking. Roots are cut or covered, trunks are gouged, bruised, or broken. The trees are left to suffer. Worst of all, we're often totally unaware of any problems until it's too late to step to the tree's rescue. Trees deserve special care. I'll be back with details right after this message. My 30th annual Texas Gardening Calendar for 2013, plus a one-year subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. You really need to get these because they will make 2013 a wonderfully successful year in your landscape and garden. I have more than 10,000 words in the calendar telling you month by month through hundreds of bullets, precise information of when to plant and prune and fertilize and spray all of the plants in your landscape and garden. If you've ever wondered, I wonder when I should, and if it covers gardening, it's in this calendar. Beautiful calendar, my 30th annual, and a full year of the award-winning Best Regional Gardening Magazine in America, Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. The calendar at a one-third savings when you buy it with the magazine. $38.95, satisfaction guaranteed. 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-GROW. Call 1-800-752-4766. Even with slowdowns in our economy, thousands of new homes are being built and thousands of others are being remodeled. Texas native trees are some of our most valuable natural resources. In the interest of saving your trees, let's outline some of the steps you can take to protect them. Begin with a serious talk with the builder. Explain the importance of the trees to your property and make a list of the steps you expect him to follow to protect that investment. Insist that no trucks or other construction equipment be allowed within the drip lines of your trees unless you give specific permission. Soil compaction from the weight of the equipment can not only damage the tree's roots, but it can also make it very difficult to get grass, shrubs, or ground cover started later. Wrap old 2x4s loosely around the trunks to act as cushions against trucks and tractors backing into them. While trees can usually survive a blow in one specific spot, if the bark is damaged all the way around the trunk at any one height, you run the risk of losing the tree within a few months. That rough old lumber can absorb the blows and keep the tree healthy and prosperous. Do as little damage to the tree's root systems as you possibly can. Don't cut trenches for water and other utilities across the drip line of the tree where you would cut many roots, but instead come in from the outside, parallel to the growth of the roots. Think of your tree and its root system as an old-fashioned wooden wagon wheel with spokes. Position your soil cut so you'll cut as few of those spokes as you can. Most importantly, don't add fill soil around any shade tree, whether it's during construction or years later as you remodel your landscape. Most of any tree's roots are in the top foot of soil, and adding new soil over the roots can end up driving the oxygen out of the root zone. The tree's roots gradually die, and the tree goes downhill. Most species are very vulnerable. The truth is, removing 6 inches of soil from a large tree's root area will often do less damage than adding 2 inches. If you ever need to add soil to a small part of the root zone, try not to affect more than 20 or 25% of the root area. When there's no option but to add soil, you can build a well with a retaining wall to hold back the higher soil grade around the tree. It needs to be a good ways out from the trunk, though, and you really need to get a certified arborist on site to give you advice of where that retaining wall can be built. I'm Neil Sperry, and we're going to talk about winter tender loving care for your tropicals in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It's 6:51. Now, the Aggies have had several questions they needed to answer this season, like, can we make it in the SEC? I think we can hang a resounding yes on that one. Will Johnny Football win the Heisman? We won't know that until a week from today. What bowl are the Aggies going to? Well, we can finally answer that one with, on January the 4th, the Fighting Texas Aggies will be picking cotton in Jerry World. In an old Big 12 matchup, the number 9 Aggies with a record of 10-2 will face off against number 11 Oklahoma, also with a record of 10-2 on January the 4th. Be the first chance for Oklahoma's Bob Stoops to coach against Kevin Sumlin, who Kevin Sumlin used to work for 5 years. The Sooners, by the way, had their chance at an at-large BCS bid, but that was extinguished by Mid-American Conference champion Northern Illinois. The details on making that one work in anybody's head is too far to go into at this point. Maybe we'll try and share that one later. The national title game is also set. We'll see number 1 Notre Dame playing number 2 Alabama. Here's head coach from Notre Dame, Brian Kelly, on the prep for the big game. It was on ESPN last night.
You know, we've had distractions all year with this program, and Notre Dame has that, following that gives you a lot of those. And these guys have fought through that. So I think we'll be fine. We just got to focus on our preparation.
Here's Nick Saban with the same question from ESPN last night as well.
If there was a better way to prepare for a game, we would already be trying to do it. And I think the routine that you put your players through that they're used to is probably the best way to go about it.
The BCS National Championship game will be played on January the 7th in Sun Life Stadium in Miami. Other bowl games of notice, Baylor will face number 17 UCLA in the Holiday Bowl. That's December the 27th at Qualcomm Stadium in San Diego. And Texas will make a short trip for the postseason to San Antonio to take on number 15 Oregon State in the Alamo Bowl. For a whole list of bowls, you can go to WTAW.com. Now, all the talk this week had been about Lamarck and their history down from Class 4A to Class 3A. Navasota Rattlers showed the Cougars that the pass really didn't matter as they drowned the Cougars 31-20 in the Class 3A Division II regional contest at Wood Forest Bank Stadium. Victor kept the Rattlers' winless streak intact at 13-0 and moves them to the quarterfinal round of the playoffs. The Rattlers will face West Orange Stark Friday, December 7th, Turner Stadium in Humble. Kickoff is set for 7 o'clock. Now for the guys that get paid to do it, Matt Schaub had two touchdown passes yesterday as the Houston Texans beat Tennessee Titans 24-10 to clinch their second straight playoff berth. Arian Foster also ran up the score for Houston. Here's Schaub on clinching the playoffs.
It's great. It's a great feeling, you know, after all the hard work put in by these guys in this locker room to know that, you know, we're in. I mean, it's a great feeling to know that we've reached that goal, but we have a lot more to accomplish.
The Dallas Cowboys got off the schneid. Tony Romo led the Cowboys to a 38-33 victory over Philadelphia last night. Romo threw three touchdown passes to break Troy Aikman's career franchise record. Here's Romo.
Obviously, with the guys who were there, Troy, some of the other ones, it's pretty special in that regard. And he mentioned in the same breath of those guys is, you know, something I'll look back on one day and be very proud of.
So we've covered the pros. We've colored the NCAA Division I. How about JUCO? We got that for you, too. Number 13, Northwest Mississippi Community College, won the first ever Brazos Valley Bowl Saturday, defeating number 11, Kilgore, 47-36 at Kyle. Now, with that win, that's the first they've had in a bowl since 98. Here's Austin Douglas from Northwest Mississippi after the game.
Oh, man, it was awesome to see this. You know, the last bowl, I think the last one we went to was the national championship and won it. So, I mean, coming back and this being the first bowl back in have many years and winning it, it's a really awesome feeling. It's a blessing to know that I'm a part of this team that came and won this one.
Now, from the turf to the hardwood, Aggie men's basketball, Elston Turner matched his career high with 26 points to lead Texas A&M to its third straight win, 70-59 over Houston Saturday night at Hoffines Pavilion. Here's Coach Kennedy following the game.
We're ready to get a double-double coming home, and I thought Courtney did a great job. And even Andrew, when he came in, was a presence. No, I thought we did a really good job the first half of taking their post guys away and establishing the interior offense for us.
That's been a look at your sports brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan. Still the biggest and still voted the best. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I mean, can you imagine it's just 12 days until the Gildan New Mexico Bowl?
Facing with Sister Mary School Front, Med Mothers,
it'll
and somebody.
It'll be Arizona and Nevada going to New Mexico to play.
Yippee!
Yeah, I know. And the same day, of course, I don't know which one I'll want to watch more, the famous Idaho Potato
the
Bowl.
The Idaho Potato Bowl.
In Boise. So that'll be Utah State and Toledo.
On the blue turf.
Man, looking forward to...
No, you're not.
Okay, I'm not. No.
Just want to go green and not know how? Let award-winning Brazos Valley Recycling help you. BVR, one of the largest certified recycling and composting facilities in the state, recycles over 200 tons per day from cardboard to concrete and everything in between. Try BVR's new Think Globally, Act Locally program free for 30 days. A customized recycling program, both simple and affordable. Call Brazos Valley Recycling for your 30-day free trial. 260-0006 or BrazosValleyRecycling.com.
Norma G Tractor, zero down payment, zero interest for 60 months. Norma G Tractor, zero payments until April 2013. Buy your new tractor now at Norma G Tractor and get the best prices, more horsepower, the largest rebates. zero interest, and lower monthly payments on all new Kubota tractors, the best-selling, most popular compact tractor on earth. Norma G Tractor has a new Kubota L3200 DT four-wheel drive 32-horsepower tractor with power steering, Kubota front-end loader, 5-foot pasture shredder, 5-foot box blade for only $16,195 or payments as low as $222 per month. Or how about an LD3800 DT 38-horsepower four-wheel drive Kubota tractor with 5-foot shredder and 5-foot box blade for just $17,745 or $242 per month? All Kubota tractors come with a 3-year warranty, and your trade-in's welcome. For the largest selection and guaranteed best prices on all your Kubota tractor and utility vehicle needs, come to Norma G Tractor, Highway 39 at OSR in Norma G, Texas. And remember, nobody beats Norma G Tractor. Nobody.
From community and culture to giving back in annual events, the 2013 Brazos Life Annual Manual is your guide to the who, what, when, and where for the upcoming year in Bryan College Station. Whether you are planning a dinner outing with friends or wanting to learn about the newest business ventures coming to the BCS, Brazos Life is your local guide for locals new and old. To advertise in the 2013 Brazos Life Annual Manual, call Sam Jones with Bryan Broadcasting at 695-9595.
If you're a business owner, you need to listen to this. Did you know that your brand could be on dozens of rolling billboards for a fraction of the cost of stationary billboards? If you're looking for a unique marketing plan that will really get noticed, putting your brand on the sides of school buses in Bryan and College Station may be just what you've been looking for. Their large, colorful, and innovative designs demand attention. You can't click through them. You can't ignore them. School bus ads offer flexibility in size and location, and school bus ads help raise funds for your school district. Call 281-962-4390 or visit steepcreekmedia.com.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. Can a longer school day improve learning? 5 states are about to try it. Fox News Radio's Courtney Keeley has this live.
The 3-year pilot program in Colorado, Connecticut, Massachusetts, New York, and Tennessee will add at least 300 hours to the school calendar, affecting almost 20,000 students in 40 schools. The schools working with districts, faculty, and parents will decide whether to make school days longer, add more days to the school year, or both. A mix of federal, state, and district funds will cover the cost, with the Ford Foundation and the National Center for Time and Learning also contributing. Lisa?
Courtney, thanks. Diplomatic heat on Israel over what it's doing in the wake of a Palestinian victory at the UN. Fox News Radio's Emily Wither, live in Jerusalem.
Israel is facing global condemnation for its announcement it's planning to build 3,000 new settlement houses. Hagit Ofram is head of a settlement watch project. She says if Israel builds in the area known as E1, it would be in the heart of a Palestinian state.
If Israel is to build in E1, there is no possible agreement on two-state solution, because a Palestinian state will be cut between the south and the north.
Israel also announced it's withholding tax money they collect on behalf of the Palestinians for imports. Lisa?
Emily, familiar territory in Washington, each side blaming the other for lack of progress and talks to avoid the fiscal cliff less than a month away. What would it take to spur U.S. action in Syria?
We have made our views very clear.
Secretary of State Clinton reiterating that use of chemical weapons is a red line. The Syrian government just out with a statement that if it had chemical weapons, it would not use them against its own people. This can shake things up at the White House. The Foo Fighters performing Led Zeppelin, one of the Kennedy Center honorees last night. Buddy Guy, Dustin Hoffman, and David Letterman, among the others. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
You want to give one special gift. It shows that you love what they do. It gives him cheer all through the year. You always hear, thank you.
Give a, give a, give a, give a Garmin. Give a, give a, give a, give a Garmin.
Find something fun for everyone. Garmin.com, Garmin.com.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
And right now, get 50% off photo cards and invitations. No coupon needed. Limited time only. Details in-store and at staples.com. Staples. That was easy.
Todd.
Oh, hey, Samantha.
Do you want to be my boyfriend?
Oh,
Sure. Wow, I'd love to.
Great. Now give me your Subway steak melt.
My melt?
Yeah, I'm your girlfriend now.
I don't think this is working out.
Get your own Subway steak melt, like the tender, juicy steak and bacon melt, or the succulent, smoky chipotle steak and cheese. Get yours today. Subway, eat fresh. December is Customer Appreciation Month at Subway restaurants, so we're thanking our customers for being such big fans with $2 6-inch subs. The cold cut combo or meatball marinara. That's right. The crowd-pleasing cold cut combo or meatball marinara are $2 each for a 6-inch sub. Only in December. Appreciation tastes amazing. So get these two subs made fresh for you for $2 each. Saying thanks is a great deal, so hurry in. Subway, eat fresh.
Prices and participation may vary. Limited time only, plus tax for applicable prices. I run a less than Hawaii. Additional charges for extras.
Very, very dangerous and deadly storm.
No mass transit operations on any lines.
Massive power outages. Power outages. Power outages.
Stay off the roads and indoors.
We want to make sure people have enough food and water for a while. We are working with the Salvation Army and the American Red Cross to bring in mobile kitchens.
Your donation will help. Log on redcross.org. A message from this station.
Family, friends, community. These are the ties that bind us together. The ties that make up our lives. Around here, these ties are stronger than ever. Because around here, these ties are made of cotton. Those who grow cotton, who live this life, understand better than anyone how one little fiber can bind stronger than any chain. Fibermax Seed from Bayer Crop Science is proud to be part of this life, the good life, which is why Fibermax continues to improve yields and fiber quality, ensuring the good life is there for the next generation. With varieties like FM 1944 GLB2, with excellent fiber quality and remarkable yield potential, plus traits like Glytol and Liberty Link for double herbicide tolerance and traits for insect protection. Because with Fibermax, it's all about making the good life even better. Fibermax, official seed of the good life. Learn more at Fibermax.com. Always read and follow label instructions.
I'm Coach Harv Limburger. Today we're discussing the importance of a quick release. Wazurski, take these keys and pass them to Chandler.
Ow!
Oh, that's going to leave a mark. And Wazurski throws like a girl.
I am a girl.
Where did you develop that release?
At my friend's house. They have these football watching parties. They eat chips and drink beer for 3 hours.
So you pass your keys to a sober receiver. Let's see that again.
Ow!
Pretty.
Game watching parties can make drunk drivers. Pass up that drink and pass off your keys. This message from your Texas Department of Transportation.
WTAW News Time is 7:06. It's 66 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Highway 21 west of North Zulch was shut down most of Friday afternoon following a two-vehicle collision. DPS Trooper Jimmy Morgan says a westbound oil tanker was stopped in a construction zone when it was rear-ended by a box truck full of plumbing supplies.
It appeared to the troopers that he didn't hit his brakes, so we were thinking maybe driver inattention was involved.
The driver of the box truck, 59-year-old Jack LaCroix of Spring, was killed while the driver of the semi was not hurt. The crash at the Shepherd's Creek Bridge closed the highway for 4 hours. Additional fatalities took place this weekend. On Saturday morning, the SUV of Randall Schulte drifted off of FM 2502 just south of Burton and struck a tree, while last night, the pickup of 42-year-old Ronald Canatella struck a cow carcass that had been left in the FM 2154 roadway just south of Day Road. The pickup then went into a brushy area. A driver failing to stop his car behind the white line led to being pulled over by a Bryan policeman. The Saturday afternoon traffic stop at Highway 21 and the freeway resulted in the driver and two passengers from Tyler and Elgin going to jail. That's after officers discovered almost 10 pounds of high-quality hydroponic marijuana valued at more than $75,000 and more than $5,000 of cash. Half the money was in an opened bag of chips, and the rest was in the pants of the driver, who said the cash was from working construction jobs. A dog in the car also went to jail until it was picked up by the driver's mother. Online at WTAW.com are more details of the drug bust. Winners of yesterday's BCS Christmas Parade have been announced. The full list is available online at WTAW.com. Thanks to all who participated. The grand prize went to Sam Houston Elementary in Bryan. The Award of Excellence was presented to the Brazos County Sheriff's Office, and the Judges Award went to Power Sports. Superintendents of the Bryan and College Station school districts applauded Friday's announcement that the new STAR standardized tests will not count as 15% of a student's grade this school year. Bryan Superintendent Tommy Wallace says administrators, school boards, parents, and educators across the state of Texas have had enough of testing.
And I think that the people of Texas are beginning to voice that concern, and with budget cuts and then you have state testing on top of it, I think that people are beginning to listen. I think that there's a shift and a momentum change toward Texas public schools, and I hope that it continues and they'll take it to the next step and stop with this overabundance of testing.
College Station ISD Superintendent Eddie Coulson says a statewide grassroots effort by moms and dads across the state of Texas is what changed this rule. Coulson and Willis are hopeful the legislature will completely abolish the 15% provision during the upcoming session that starts in January. One of three men accused of an armed robbery at a College Station apartment last week has been arrested. 23-year-old Leon Chadwick of Bryan was arrested early Saturday morning at a home in West Bryan by College Station Police Department detectives and members of the SWAT unit. Investigators believe Chadwick and two others still being sought threatened one person at gunpoint at an apartment on Holloman near Welburn during the midnight hour last Wednesday. The thieves left with electronics and other items. And one of three men accused of armed robbery in Bryan Friday night has been arrested. The victim, a 60-year-old man, says he was walking along San Jacinto west of Texas when one of the three robbers displayed a gun and demanded money. Police say based on information from the victim, they found the gunman about 1 hour later. 23-year-old Quillian Davenport was arrested following a foot chase. The gun was recovered with the aid of a police dog and no one was hurt. Descriptions of the other suspects are available online at WTAW.com. South of Oakwood Intermediate School in College Station, police arrested two men early Friday morning for vehicle burglaries. Officers say stolen property was traced back to four vehicles in the area of Glade Street and Park Place. Caught after a short foot chase were 25-year-old Toby Jones and 20-year-old Noah Regan of College Station. Property recovered by police was returned to the owners. Investigators say there was no forced entry into any of the vehicles. A prominent member of three White House staffs and a well-known conservative voice and author is coming to Aggieland next month. Mary Madeline, who served in both Bush administrations as well as that of President Reagan, will be at A&M as the mid-year commencement convocation speaker. Madeline and her husband, James Carville, have several public service projects, including co-chairing next year's host committee for the Super Bowl in New Orleans, where they reside. The public is invited to the convocation on Thursday, December 13th in Rudder Auditorium. And the Christmas Angel toy drive is in full swing. Bryan Broadcasting's Allison Meserol says it's an opportunity to share the Christmas spirit with local children that you won't want to miss. Meserol says you can choose your angel online or at the Blue Baker locations on University and Dominick Drive.
The trees there set up in their lobbies have paper angels hanging on the trees. And on those angels, you'll see a child's name, their age, and their Christmas wish, along with their clothing size. And we ask our listeners to stop by and choose an angel that speaks to them.
She says one of her favorite things about the program is seeing the kids' faces light up when they see that someone cared enough to buy them a gift. At WTAW.com, you can hear the full interviews with Meserol and Ben Downs about the Christmas Angels program. WTAW News Time is 7:11 at 66 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. We'll have more news for you at 7:30, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zwirneman Flooring takes pride in providing you our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zwirneman Flooring. Now is the time to update your flooring for your fall football and holiday guests. Simply visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildfire Drive in Bryan or call 776-2800. That's 776-2800 for Zwirneman Flooring today.
Hey, busy time as you can imagine at Texas Trading Post. That's txtraders.com. Stop by the website. Again, txtraders.com. You can see why they were voted best in the Brazos Valley for online shopping in 2011 and 2012. I mean, over 50 different categories of Texas stuff. Some of it very serious, like Texas patriotic crystal gifts. They have those, and they have art that's, flags and maps and that sort of thing that are pretty serious. But then they have the fun stuff, too, the Texas waffle makers or Texas clothing. They have greeting cards, if you want to start that way, with Texas greeting cards. Just plenty of Texas-centric stuff for you or somebody else, and that includes corporate gifts if you're looking for those, lots of different selections. Just about anything you can think of and probably some stuff that you haven't, you'll find right there. Been looking for a Texas flag silk tie? They've got that for you at Texas Trading Post, txtraders.com. So why don't you stop in and see it? It's a College Station-based business, and the Harvells have been here for a long time, born and raised here, and they've got whatever you're looking for. Again, whether it's serious, true Texas lovers who want to get back to the state as fast as they can, or if you kind of want to be brazen and put that Texas right out in front of somebody, stop at the website and see. That's txtraders.com for Texas Trading Post.
It's all about keeping up appearances, especially when it comes to your home. And when it comes to looking good, M&A's work sells itself. Inside and out, Aggie-owned and operated M&A makes your home look great, all the way from maintaining your lawn to painting your home and resurfacing your bathtub, countertop, and showers, all with quality products. We do our work right the first time. Serving the Brazos Valley, call 224-3622 or visit online at m-aremodelingtx.com. M&A. Our work sells itself.
Let's see what we're looking for. Techies, nerds, geeks,
dorks, dweebs, goobers, goofballs,
misfits, bookworms,
brains,
screwballs,
poindexters.
Good one. How about gurus?
Ooh, nice. But check this out. Turkeys, twerps, and twits.
At AggielandHelpWanted.com, we have dozens, maybe even hundreds of technical job openings for qualified local job seekers listed on our website.
Know-it-alls.
Long hairs.
Lab rats.
I've been called an oddball.
And me a rocket scientist.
AggielandHelpWanted.com.
Long name.
Amazing results.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:14. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. Got that for you. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at Brazos Bounty. When somebody new moves to town, they're offered information or maybe samples from new businesses. Get your business there first. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Cloudy skies across the area this morning. Partial sun will try to develop this afternoon. High temperatures, they're going to have tendency to reach about 80 today. It'll be partly to mostly cloudy and remain warm tonight, 65. Clouds, couple of showers for tomorrow, highs 75 to 80, partly to mostly cloudy tomorrow night, 55 to 60. Some sunshine Wednesday, we could see a stray shower, highs on Wednesday around 70 degrees, a little bit cooler for Thursday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. So you've got a Heisman Trophy candidate, you've done well in the SEC, what are you going to do? You're going to go to Jerry World. That's what you're going to do. Both NFL Texas teams won, and did Navasota remain undefeated? You'll have to listen to find out here coming up at 7:50.
Okay, remember when NASA was... Well...
That's a hell of a send up for that.
Got your attention, didn't it?
Yeah, it did.
All right. Well, you remember NASA?
Yes.
Was telling you. Remember NASA were trying
NASA?
To be relevant? Yeah. Remember how they got all excited? What was it, about 2 weeks ago?
That they'd found something.
Yes. Yes, exactly. Well, today at 11 o'clock, they will have a news conference. And... Now they're telling us, well, it's interesting, but it's not earth-shaking.
Oh.
It's not going to force humanity to rethink its place in the universe.
Is it Mars-shaking?
Well, no, it's really not.
Is it any planet-shaking?
It's a big curiosity is what it is. The discovery began swirling around a couple of weeks ago. Story quoting the mission chief scientist John Grotzinger is saying that the rover's Sample Analysis at Mars instrument, or SAM as they call it, had recently gathered data, quote, for the history books, unquote. Because SAM can identify organic compounds, the carbon-containing building blocks of life, as we know them, many people speculated the car-sized robot had discovered complex organics there in the Martian soil.
For the record, though, there's a lot of boring things in history books.
Yeah, well, that's true. So what they're trying to tell us now is, well, wait a minute, it may not be that big a deal. So, like that.
So it was basically a big fat, never mind.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, it's basically it.
And have to take the space shuttle shaped Christmas ornaments I bought back to the store.
Well, I mean, no, I guess if you still want to do space shuttle, that'd be okay. It's just relevance. It's all about relevance. Okay, so now we hear about, you know, fortunately in this part of the world, we don't get snowstorms or blizzards that cause traffic jams.
Often.
Different over there in Russia. Thousands of cars and trucks have been stuck on a major highway, some for more than 2 days, in a traffic jam dozens of miles long. Heavy snow in northwest Moscow. I didn't see that on the Weather Channel. I didn't know that. Reports put the length of the traffic jam between 25 and 120 miles. Well, you know, there's a big difference between 25 and 120 miles.
Yeah,
no kidding.
Couldn't they get a chopper up there to see exactly how big
it is? Well, maybe it's hard to tell from all the snow. All the landmarks are covered up.
One man said that he'd advanced about 1 mile over the last 24 hours. That means he doesn't know who won the NFL games in Russia. Oh, never mind.
That's a lot of yellow snow.
He doesn't know.
Kevin.
Think about all those.
Well, what are you going to do out there?
That's right. Oh. Think about all those northwestern Muscovites out there, the northwestern Russians who don't know the college bowl pairings. How can they go to work today not knowing that?
I don't know the college
Because they can
bowl
listen
pairings.
Online to WTAW
That's
if
right.
they've got the right app.
Can find that out, right.
All over the world.
Hey, today, by the way, is a happy birthday for the first text message that was sent. December 3rd. 1992.
No kidding. That long 92. Ago.
1992. All right. That means 20 years.
Think of all the trouble they've caused.
Neil Patrick. Boy, that's an understatement.
Yeah, it is.
Neil Papworth used a personal computer and sent Richard Jarvis a message to his Orbitel 901 handset. The text message was, "Merry Christmas." Merry Christmas. Just so you'll know, to keep things in perspective, in 2011, texts generated over $165 billion in revenue worldwide. Texting.
In 20 years.
You should text somebody today, happy birthday text, just for something different.
I'm working on it right now, Scott.
Okay, thanks.
Turn your phone on so everybody can hear.
I don't bring my phone into the studio most days, and today is one of those days. So anyway, now... We're all pumped up about this half-billion-dollar lottery thing that they just did, right? And so everybody's thinking they want to win in the next Powerball. And so if you want an edge, just in time, Mark McCracken. Mark is a software developer. He says he's got a program called the Lottery Picker that can increase your chances. So the software helps streamline the labor of buying and filling out and checking those multiple tickets.
So exactly how much does this cost?
Oh, now wait. We'll get to that in a minute. Yeah. But wait, there's more.
Oh.
Yeah. McCracken says the lottery picker works based on algorithms using past numbers, and he keeps a database of all the numbers ever drawn and looks for winning combinations. Despite the fact that lotteries are random, Mark says that, in fact, it is a well-known fact that some numbers are drawn way more frequently than others, while some aren't drawn at all. In Powerball, a lot of numbers have never been drawn together with the Powerball. It goes through a statistical, he says, I go through statistical information like that. It can all be yours for just $140.
I'm curious, what's his other job?
Well, you know, of course, this is great timing. This is just the time to roll it out after the half billion dollar Powerball. And I don't know if this is the guy. Bortz had a guy on last week who talked about the lottery. And he apparently has statistically done better than most people had. And I don't know if he was hawking a book or not. I just know that he happened to be on there. But nonetheless, who knows? Maybe the secret is out there. Oh, guess what?
What?
Wow.
Sorry.
It's okay.
I mean, you led right into that.
I've never heard that before.
You never did that as a kid? Or like, guess what? Chicken butt.
I didn't either. My daughter said that a few times, though.
Oh, really? Yes. Oh, okay. All right. So there has been another person on Earth who said that. Okay. All right. I didn't know if that was just another one of your weird family traditions, Kat. Okay.
I think that boils back down to our age again, Scott.
Okay, that's it. Yeah. All right. Apple Corps Baltimore, right? The whole thing? Okay. All right. She doesn't know that one, probably. Former President Bill Clinton played golf yesterday with Barack Obama.
Shocking.
I know.
Golf? No.
Yeah. They played there at that golf course there in Maryland where he likes to play. Isn't that wonderful? I am so glad to hear that. Coming up in the next half hour, it's about time to put up your Christmas tree. Or maybe you already have.
Yes, sir.
There is an equation.
There
is an equation.
You're stepping into my territory, Scott.
Equation as to how many lights should be on your Christmas tree.
Really?
Yeah. See, once again, one less thing for you to worry about now. You'll be able to know exactly how much lighting you should have on your Christmas tree.
What egghead did this?
Yeah, well, we'll find out.
Aesthetic equation?
Well, we'll find out in just a minute. Hello.
Well, golf is the new fiddling, haven't you heard?
Yeah.
Nero jokes. You got to love it.
Thank you. Red Nose just meant a reindeer named Rudolph to Karen Mallett until she bought a print by that name for $12.34 at a Goodwill store in Milwaukee. Turned out to be a lithograph by Alexander Calder. This Red Nose is worth $9,000.
Wow.
Thank you very much. Yep. And last month, Salvador Dali, a sketch by him, found that a Goodwill in Tacoma, Washington, sold for $21,000. And last summer, a North Carolina woman pocketed more than $27,000 for a painting she bought for $9.99 at Goodwill.
And the American Pickers have driven their white van.
They really
off the
have.
Edge
they
the
are
cliff.
All over going, how did we miss this one? All we're doing is buying rotten bicycles.
The Pool Guy's brand new pool store is now open. Located in the Tower Point Shopping Center next to HEB, the Pool Store is your one stop shop for a full line of pool chemicals, supplies, equipment, and pool toys. The Pool Store beats any competitors in town, pricing, service, selection, and quality. With the Pool Store's price match guarantee, you'll get the lowest price on the highest quality products every time. Open 9 to 7 Monday through Saturday, noon to 5 on Sunday. The Pool Store by the Pool Guy.
When it comes to dry cleaning, you want convenience. Hallmark Cleaners is right around the corner with 3 BCS locations. South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. You want a fast turnaround. Hallmark Cleaners offers drive-through and same-day in-by-9 out-after-5 service. You want quality processing for your clothes with competitive pricing. Trust the professionals at Hallmark Cleaners, serving the Brazos Valley with complete dry cleaning, laundry, and alterations for over 20 years.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:25. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Brazos Valley Recycling. A simple choice, a huge impact. Check them out today at BrazosValleyRecycling.com. High today and tomorrow, about 80 degrees. Low tonight, around 65 or so. Then for the balance of the week, we'll probably be at 75 or better. That's all the way through Saturday. Slight chance of showers today and tomorrow at about 20 or 30%. Right now, the winds are out of the south at 8, 93% relative humidity. There's a little bit of fog out there in some low-lying places, so be aware of that. And we've got 68 degrees.
Saving money is hard today for every family. If you have questions about saving money on your mortgage, that's easy. Call me, Debbie Davis, with Network Funding. Since 1998, I have been financing and refinancing homes all over the state of Texas. Nights or weekends, phone or email. I promise to answer your questions and get you the best interest rates. VA, FHA, conventional, first-time home buyers, investment loans for rental properties. You can feel safe when you call me, Debbie Davis, at 979-220-3018. National Mortgage License Number 200790.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Bianski at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
In a highly organized protest, a bunch of fast food workers walked off the job in New York City hoping to pressure the industry into unionizing. McDonald's, Wendy's, Domino's, Taco Bell were among the businesses set up for union intimidation. Experts are calling this the biggest effort yet to push labor unions into the fast food sector. Unions have hired 40 full-time organizers and are working hand-in-hand with community agitators, civil rights groups, and religious leaders. The union goons are demanding that fast food joints pay up to $15 an hour for what is, I mean, let's be frank, low-skilled work. One 21-year-old aspiring actor who's been working at McDonald's for 2 years told the New York Times he makes $8.75 an hour. He complains about living in poverty because he doesn't get paid fairly. Another woman, 59, a cashier, says, I feel I deserve $15 an hour. I work very hard. She also wants unions to negotiate a better health care deal, paid days off. When she isn't working hard at the cash register, it's hard, hard work. Now, sympathetic as the New York Times is to the complaints of the hardworking fast food employees, the article does point out reality. Quote, even with a union, it might be hard to obtain wages of $15 an hour. Many employers say they most likely employ fewer workers if they had to pay that much. Yep. Just ask the people who used to make Twinkies and Ho-Hos.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Mom, what if something happens to Dad?
Why would something happen to Dad?
Tom's dad died, and he wasn't even sick. Now they have to move.
Life's unpredictable, and when you put off things like life insurance, you can get caught off guard. Fidelity Life makes protecting your family affordable, even in today's economy. Less than $15 a month buys a healthy 40-year-old a $250,000 term life insurance policy. We just assess your needs, give you our best quote and our competitors, and then you choose. We work directly with the nation's top carriers to find the policy that's right for you. And because we give you the best quotes, you can save up to 70%. Call 1-800-494-4800 for your free quote and 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-494-4800. That's 1-800-494-4800. Or visit FidelityLife.com. Fidelity Life Association is licensed in all states and the District of Columbia, except for Wyoming and New York. Not all products available in all states. Applications and rates are subject to underwriting approval.
Nestled in the heart of Aggieland, Emerald Ridge Estates is Aggieland's premier upscale gated subdivision. With tracts up to an acre and a half, Emerald Ridge Estates provides the peace of being in the country while possessing all the benefits of city utilities. At Emerald Ridge Estates, you'll experience privacy with convenient access to the middle of College Station. Priced from the 140s, Emerald Ridge Estates has only a few lots remaining. Purchase your piece of Aggieland in Emerald Ridge Estates by calling Jason Byinsky with BCR Real Estate at 219-5555 or visit EmeraldRidgeEstates.com. Today.
When ANCO Insurance first opened for business in 1873 in downtown Bryan, our new location was way out in the middle of nowhere. Now it's conveniently located right in the middle of Bryan and College Station. You're invited to drop by and visit all your old friends anytime you need a quote on your auto, home, business, or health insurance. We're at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria at 1111 Briarcrest Drive. Call today 776-ANCO or visit online at ANCO.com. ANCO Insurance, still providing peace of mind.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 66 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Paramount Property Analysts, Real Estate Appraisal and Property Tax Appeal. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. 25 awards were presented after yesterday's BCS Christmas Parade. Sam Houston Elementary School in Bryan took the grand prize. The Brazos County Sheriff's Office received the Award of Excellence, and Power Sports won the Judges Award. Thanks to everyone who participated. You can also read all the winners online at WTAW.com. College Station police officers went to a home in West Bryan early Saturday morning to arrest one of three men accused of an armed robbery at an apartment the day before Thanksgiving. Two others remain at large in the holdup on Holloman near Welburn, where electronics were among the property taken. 23-year-old Leon Chadwick of Bryan was taken to jail after members of the CSPD SWAT team and detectives went to a home on Jaguar off La Brisa west of Harvey Mitchell Parkway. Bryan police are looking for two of three men accused of robbing a 60-year-old man at gunpoint Friday night. The gunman was found about 1 hour after the holdup on San Jacinto west of Texas. 23-year-old Quillian Davenport was arrested after running from officers. A police dog found what Davenport said was the gun used in the robbery. No one was hurt, and on the WTAW.com website, you can find information about the other suspects. Two College Station men are accused of four vehicle burglaries south of Oakwood Intermediate School. Early Friday morning, police were involved in a brief foot chase before capturing 20-year-old Noah Regan and 25-year-old Toby Jones. Officers say numerous items were recovered from the area of Park Place and Glade Street and returned to the owners.
Texas public school students, parents, teachers, and administrators won't have to deal with the pressure of the new STAR end of course exam, counting as 15% of a final grade this year. College Station Superintendent Eddie Colson is among those wanting the legislature to permanently ban the idea.
The grassroots pressure from moms and dads across the state of Texas really is what changed this rule. And I anticipate that while the delay is specifically announced for the 12-13 school year, I do anticipate that the legislative body will take action this next legislative session to permanently change the rule.
Colson expects the legislature next year to consider a number of changes to the assessment and accountability of public schools. Two brothers from Tyler and a friend from Elgin were passing through Bryan on their way to Crockett Saturday afternoon when a policeman pulled them over for a traffic violation. Now the men are in the Brazos County Jail after police found more than $5,000 cash and $75,000 of high-quality hydroponic marijuana. According to the arrest report, an officer saw the car stop past the white line on Highway 21 and the freeway. Inside the car were two combination lock containers containing 9 bags of marijuana. Also seized were the suspects' cell phones, which police say were constantly ringing during the search. More details are online at WTAW.com. The driver of a box truck that failed to stop in a construction zone died after rear-ending a stopped oil tanker. The Friday afternoon crash stopped traffic for 4 hours on Highway 21 near North Zulch at the Shepherd's Creek Bridge.
It appears that the driver of the one-ton box van failed to control speed and maybe driver intention struck the rear of the 18-wheeler in the rear.
DPS Trooper Jimmy Morgan says the driver of the box truck, 59-year-old Jack LaCroix of Spring, was killed, but the driver of the semi was not injured. There were two other fatal crashes this weekend. One was Saturday morning just south of Burton, as Randall Schulte's SUV drifted off of FM-2502 and struck a tree. The other was last night when 42-year-old Ronald Canatella's pickup was sent into a brushy area after striking a cow carcass that had been left in the roadway of FM-2154 just south of Day Road. If you don't have time to shop for anyone extra this Christmas, but you have a generous heart, you can still make a big difference for a local kid through the Christmas Angels program. Allison Meserol with Bryan Broadcasting says besides toys, they're accepting financial donations that will make it possible for others to fulfill needy children's wish lists.
We will assign that money to an angel, and we will totally take care of the shopping and the wrapping and the sorting and all of that for you. For a lot of these kids, this is the only Christmas presents that they'll be receiving this year, so it's fun to be able to kind of open up your heart and bring in somebody else to your Christmas this year.
She says it's a very special joy in being able to see what a difference you've made, not just for the kids, but for the parents. More details are available online at WTAW.com. And political commentator and author Mary Madeline is coming to A&M. She will speak at the mid-year commencement convocation on Thursday, December 13th at Rudder Auditorium. Madeline worked at the White House during both Bush administrations and for President Reagan. She was also a counselor to Vice President Cheney. She and her husband, fellow political observer James Carville, live in New Orleans, where they are also involved in public service projects that include the centennial of Loyola University. The public is invited to attend the convocation program. WTAW News Time is 7:35. It's 66 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Paramount Property Analysts. We'll have more news for you at 8:06, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Real estate, whether it's commercial, farm or ranch, or investment property, is a significant asset. Locally owned and operated Paramount Property Analyst specializes in real estate appraisal and property tax appeals. Paramount provides you with an accurate and unbiased appraisal of your property, evaluates your tax burden, and works to assure that your property taxes are assessed fairly. Call Paramount today at 485-8999 or look them up on the web and let their team of 25 plus years of experience go to work for you. Paramount Property Analyst, 485-8999.
Hi, this is Joanna with Texas Rose Boutique. Have I got a Christmas bonus for you? Shop Texas Rose and get a free bangle set with every $50 purchase. Find the latest in trendy fashions, jewelry, and accessories. Top of the line and hard to find Tasha Polizzi apparel and Lane boots are now at Texas Rose. Grab a Texas Rose gift card or two, perfect for stocking stuffers and great friends. And remember, get a free bangle set with every $50 purchase. Texas Rose Boutique, the store within a store, next to Catalina Hatters in downtown Bryan. Happy holidays!
Christmas for Cowboys with Travis and Scott Catalina.
At Catalina Hatters, we've been making and renovating the finest quality custom-made felt hats for our customers around the corner and around the world.
We have all styles and qualities, handmade and creased professionally in our factory in downtown Bryan.
For stocking stuffers, Catalina Hatters offers a great selection of hat bands and hat accessories, even gift certificates.
Catalina Hatters, we're the working Cowboys trade. Family-owned and operated for over 30 years in historic downtown Bryan.
Merry Christmas from Catalina Hatters.
Every year, we have a tendency to break our New Year's resolutions. So this year, make one you'll actually want to keep. Introducing the BMW Happier New Year event. From right now until January 2nd, get a holiday credit of up to $3,500 on select new BMW models, so you can make a resolution to have a driving experience like no other. Visit your local BMW center today.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW. See them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
Hey, good morning. It's 737 Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Clouds, they're going to be with us throughout the morning hours. It'll become partly sunny through the afternoon, highs near 80 degrees, turning partly to mostly cloudy, 65 overnight. Cloudy tomorrow, a couple of showers may pop up during the day, still warm for this time of year, high 75 to 80, partly to mostly cloudy, 55 to 60 tomorrow night. Wednesday, occasional sunshine developing with the chance for a shower, highs on Wednesday near 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
If there was a better way to do it, we'd already be doing it.
That's Nick Saban talking about the national championship game against Notre Dame. So we'll have a little bit of the bowl rundown for you. Where the Aggs are going, both NFL teams doing well, and Navasota undefeated still. You'll have to listen to find out here in about 12 minutes.
Oh, don't spoil it.
I'm just cheering.
Yeah.
Like you don't half the time.
20,000 students will spend more time in school starting next year as part of a pilot program attempting to address falling achievement among U.S. students.
Mm, yeah, when I saw that, I thought, come on, stop wasting our kids' lives.
It'd be Colorado, Connecticut, Massachusetts, New York, and Tennessee. See, they're making the official announcement on this today. They will add at least 300 hours. Oh, excuse me. It says here 300 hours of learning time.
See?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Yeah, I feel really cynical about this.
Oh, listen, whoa, wait a minute. Cat gets cynical.
I do.
Dun, dun, dun.
All right.
Oh, my gosh.
Go ahead.
I feel like if they would spend more time actually teaching stuff instead of, well, for one thing, there's so much propaganda that's pushed on our kids. You know, I have friends with kids, and I hear about it where, you know, they spend a class period where their assignment is about, say, how energy efficient an electric car is.
Okay.
But what does that have to do with classic learning? You know what I mean? If people want to let parents push their own ideas on their kids, don't waste our kids' time pushing your ideas instead of just learning the important things. Because then these kids go to college and don't know how to do anything. They don't know how to think. They don't. You know what I'm saying?
Wait a minute. Critical thinking? Is that what you're saying? Critical thinking? That kids should actually be able to do that? That they should know the difference between Jon Stewart and the real news? Is that what you mean?
Oh.
Yeah. Well, yeah. No, I understand that. Classic learning, I don't know. Classic learning is probably gone.
Didn't hurt me.
Well, we're even older than you are, okay? And we never once talked about how efficient a light bulb once was in school.
Yeah, that's a political agenda. If you're talking about LED versus incandescent lights or whatever,
yep.
You know, that doesn't have to do with school.
We had multiplication rock. That was the extent of forward thinking.
You remember that? Yeah, that's exactly right.
I own that.
Yeah.
I have it on DVD.
Do you?
Yeah.
So that way you can do your math tables again in your head. Hello?
Hey, Scott, you and I are about the same age. When we were in school, it was the three R's. It was reading, writing, arithmetic, right?
That's it.
Okay, now it's rap, rape, and Ritalin.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
That's brilliant.
Oh, dear.
I love it.
And now you had Eddie Colson on in the newscast talking about grassroots. And this is a very interesting thing that is taking place because now, and again, like anything else, if it starts at the grassroots level, and not to necessarily draw a complete parallel, but the Tea Party is a grassroots-type movement, But if you bring it down to the level where people get to talk one-on-one to somebody who's knowledgeable on any issue, then as they get together as a group, as a collective, they feel more empowered. Then they can get in touch with their whoever, in this case, state rep or state senator, and talk about what they're doing as far as financing is concerned in Texas. And so if you start peeling the layers back, you know, one of the things that they've done is they've tried to fund per student. And when you start looking at some school districts and how little their kids get compared to some other school districts and how much they get, it's a very interesting comparison. Hello.
Hey, Scott. My high school daughter's in English class right now, and they're 6 weeks grades based on how well they did on a fundraiser.
No, get out of here.
Yes, sir.
Did you say sixth grade?
No, in high school.
Oh, in high school.
Great googly movies.
Thank you. I hate that. Oh, listen to you. There you go.
Fabulous. It's almost about as good as conjunction, junction, yeah, what's your function.
I didn't ask what school district, and I didn't want to. But, I mean, the idea is if you want to be knowledgeable in this, it's like anything else. You need to be an advocate for your child. You need to be armed with information.
Well, and I'll tell you what else. You know, it's so important to make sure that you're teaching your kids what you want them to know, because apparently the schools are not doing it. And I am speaking as someone who went to a public high school. TOS is a joke. I don't know how much STAR has changed from TOS or TAX or whatever. They change the name like every 2 years.
Right.
But it's still the same thing, and it's still like sixth grade math, you know, which you should not be doing in high school. And then you spend a portion of every class studying for the TAX, TOS,
or
whatever
test. Standardized test. Hello.
Yeah, y'all mentioned grassroots and the Tea Party and Eddie Colson, and I think the Tea Party is on the opposite side of most of these issues from Eddie Colson.
Well, I'm not necessarily saying that's the case. I'm not trying to draw any kind of parallel between political stances on things. What I'm talking about is their commonality when it comes to a grassroots thing. I don't have any idea what Dr. Colson's views might be on some political things and how that jives with the Tea Party. I'm not trying to make any kind of parallel there. What I'm talking about is the idea that you need to be an advocate for yourself or be an advocate for your child. Now, the whole idea of testing being so important is one of the things that they're trying to bring before the legislature to say that these kind of tests should not be the be-all and end-all. Again, but I'm going to back away from that and stand on the other side of the fence and say, I don't know that it's just a thing that we throw money at. We don't need one more problem to throw money at. That's for sure. And public education falls into that category. Don't throw money at it. Let's get some things in there where we know, I don't know, where we get some theories. Of course, I don't want to get started. 7:45, don't want to get started. Let's talk about the parade, because I wasn't there.
It was fun.
Kevin, were you there?
No.
But Kat was of the parade yesterday.
I was. Those fans were out of control. If you ever want to know what fame is like, just be Santa's float guard.
Yeah. Were they rushing the float?
Actually, you know, there was something really sweet and refreshing about it, because it was such genuine delight that these kids expressed.
Sure.
Just jumping up and down and screaming Santa, or kids that were kind of shy. It just, you know, as adults, we're so guarded with really showing true delight, and those kids were just absolutely delighted.
That's what Christmas is about, and when you have a child, you'll realize that is exactly right.
To have that
kind of morning in your house, that is what Christmas is all about. Now, how many beads of sweat did Santa have on his brow yesterday?
We don't need to talk about beads.
You know,
of sweat.
We were out driving around,
Santa,
wearing our shorts, you know, enjoying the sun, sitting outside at a restaurant, thinking, boy, I bet Santa's sweating. He's just sweating. Yeah, but anyway. Maybe they'll have an air-conditioned sleigh next year for that. So now, how were you attired as a Santa elf?
Well, I had on a little white skirt, and I had on some ruby red slippers and a red shirt that said Santa's Helper.
Oh.
And then I wore a bell that was my great-grand...
On your toes?
No.
Oh, shit.
It was like a bell pin.
Oh, okay.
But anyway.
I hate that. All right, here we go. It's the formula for the perfect Christmas tree. Just in time. And actually, we're telling you so that if you've already decorated your tree and you didn't do it properly, then we're here to help you out. Buying a 6-foot Christmas tree, you need exactly 37 ornaments and an angel that is precisely 7 inches
high.
37? Isn't that a bit skimpy?
Kevin, you ready for this? I've just... golly.
Incidentally, did y'all notice...
Are you holding the target in front of you, Kat? Are you holding the target in front of you? I just want to finish this. The formula for decorating the perfect Christmas tree comes from students at Sheffield University.
No!
Oh, my God!
Yeah, but I went to the University of Sheffield. Which
well,
one
I
is
think
this
it's
one?
The same thing.
There's
it
two
says,
universities wow. in Sheffield. One's says, kind of a mechanical college, uh-huh. and then one is a university. University.
Well, it says Sheffield University in the U.K.,
okay.
Now all of a sudden she's backing down that 37 may be okay. Because the alma mater says it's okay.
I'll tell you what, 37 is still not okay.
Okay, the 6-foot tree would also need 18 feet 9 inches of lights and 30 feet of tinsel. So.
That had to have been people from the other Sheffield University.
Oh, it's that other Sheffield.
What, wait a minute, more tinsel than lights? That's just wrong.
Hello?
Well, your guys are trying to discuss Christmas decorating with a woman on board.
Yeah.
Are you crazy?
But it's her school that did it.
Oh.
It's her school that did it. Okay. Go ahead.
I was going to say, speaking of decorations, did y'all notice I was feeling a little sad? I would see the candy tree and how it was so elaborate. And then there's the sports tree and it's totally decked out and little balls and stuff. And then the WTAW tree was kind of just...
Yeah,
but then when I walked in, somebody has lovingly paper mached newspaper to Christmas balls and hung
wonderful?
Them on the tree.
Perfect. All right, here we go. Well, but most listeners can't see our trees.
That's why I describe them.
Why some men have a dog rather than a wife or girlfriend. Why some men have a dog rather than a wife or a girlfriend. The later you are, the more excited your dogs are to see you.
True.
Dogs don't notice if you call them by another dog's name.
True.
Aww.
A dog's parents never visit.
True.
Dogs agree that you have to raise your voice to get your point across.
Yes!
Yes. Dogs find it amusing when you're drunk. A dog will never wake you up in the middle of the night and ask, if I died, would you get another dog?
Y'all are pathetic.
If a dog leaves, it won't take half your stuff with you. And the number one reason why some men have dogs rather than wives or girlfriends, dogs actually like when you leave things laying on the floor.
This year, Galleria Day Spa takes pride in bringing you the customs of Christmas on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Find out traditional definitions of the Christmas season, the origins of many of our Christmas customs, and what makes them so special. Keep listening for the Customs of Christmas, brought to you 3 times daily by Galleria Day Spa. Voted best of the Brazos for 7 years and counting, only on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Being a teen can be tough, and it's even tougher when you have to deal with acne, but you don't have to accept it. Just visit Childs Dermatology. They can properly diagnose and then effectively treat acne with equipment like Omnilux Light Therapy. The light is safe and harmless to your skin, and it's completely pain-free. So in a 20-minute treatment, Childs Dermatology can help you say so long to pimples, zits, and all those other annoying issues. Rejuvenate, refresh, repair at Childs Dermatology. Call 696-4444 or visit childsdermatology.com.
Can a person find hope again after all seems lost? They sure can. Hope is fragile, but it can thrive in the most unexpected places. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Mary G. came to America with her husband in 1884. It was a hard transition from the green valleys of her native Scotland to the dusty tumbleweeds of Arizona. She felt homesick for months and yearned for a small piece of home. Pretty soon, that's exactly what she got. An unexpected shipping crate arrived, containing a ball of dark soil with a single branch extending from it. From thousands of miles away, Mary's loving mother had sent a cutting from her prized rosebush. It was, quite literally, a snippet of encouragement from halfway around the world. As the years passed, that plant came to symbolize Mary's resurgence of hope. Not only did the delicate plant survive that harsh new environment, it thrived. Today, that small cutting has grown to cover 8,000 square feet, has a trunk the size of an oak tree, and is the world's largest rose bush. A person who has lost hope can find it again. It isn't easy because hope can be a fragile emotion. But simple acts of support, love, and understanding can nurture it back to life. Who can you encourage today? To help your family thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Attention homeowners, if your home has lost value and you now owe more than your home is worth, please listen carefully to this very important message. If you purchased a home or refinanced your loan before June of 2009, Quicken Loans may now be able to help you refinance at today's incredibly low interest rates, even if you owe more than your home is worth. This is Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I want to let you know that on September 14th of this year, the government announced changes that may allow you to refinance even if your home has lost value. So if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, please call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. Even if you owe more than your home is worth, you may now be able to refinance at today's incredibly low rates. Again, if you've been unable to refinance because you owe more than your home is worth and your rate is above 3.99%, call 800-QUICKEN now and let us help you take advantage of this unique opportunity.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Howdy, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It's 7:52. The Aggies have had several questions they needed to answer, like, can we make it in the SEC? I think we can hang a resounding yes on that one. Will Johnny Manziel win the Heisman Trophy? We won't know the answer to that until a week from today. How about a bowl game? Are the Aggies going to a bowl? Well, we finally got an answer to that one yesterday. January the 4th, the Fighting Texas Aggies will be picking cotton in Jerry World at the AT&T Cotton Bowl. In an old Big 12 matchup, it's the number 9 Aggies with a record of 10-2 facing off against number 11 Oklahoma, also with a record of 10-2. It'll be the first chance for Kevin Sumlin to take on Bob Stoops. Now, Stoops was Sumlin's boss for 5 years at Oklahoma. The Sooners had a chance at an at-large BCS bowl bid, but when the Mid-American Conference champion Northern Illinois, yeah, I know, I hadn't heard of them either, moved on far enough up the chain, they got the automatic bowl bid, hence Oklahoma being in the Cotton Bowl. National title game, we'll see number 1 Notre Dame play number 2 Alabama. Here's head coach Brian Kelly on prepping for the big game on ESPN last night.
You know, we've had distractions all year with this program, and Notre Dame has that. Following that gives you a lot of those, and these guys have fought through that. So I think we'll be fine. We just got to focus on our preparation.
And here's Nick Saban with the same question on the same ESPN show.
If there was a better way to prepare for a game, we would already be trying to do it. And I think the routine that you put your players through that they're used to is probably the best way to go about it.
The BCS National Championship game will be played on January the 7th in the Sun Life Stadium in Miami. In other bowls, Baylor will face number 17 UCLA in the Holiday Bowl December 27th at Qualcomm. That's in San Diego. Texas will take a short trip to San Antonio to take on number 15 Oregon State in the Alamo Bowl. And for a complete list in dated order, you can go to WTAW.com. That's where that's posted. Talk all week was about Lamarck's tradition and them moving from Class 4A to Class 3A. The Navasota Rattlers would have none of it, and they showed up the Cougars 31-20 in the Class 3A Division II regional contest at Wood Forest Bank Stadium. The victory kept the Rattlers' record spotless at 13-0 and moved them into the quarterfinal round of the playoffs. The Rattlers will face West Orange Stark. That's this Friday the 7th at Turner Stadium in Humble. Kickoff is set for 7. On to the guys that get paid. Matt Schaub had 2 touchdown passes yesterday as the Texans beat the Titans 24-10 to clinch their second straight playoff berth. Arian Foster also had a touchdown for Houston as well. Here's Schaub on clinching the playoffs for the Texans.
It's great. It's a great feeling, you know, after all the hard work put in by these guys in this locker room to know that, you know, we're in. I mean, it's a great feeling to know that we've reached that goal, but we have a lot more to accomplish.
Tony Romo pulled the Cowboys out of the slide finally against a team that was sliding worse than them. They finally won 38-33 over Philadelphia last night. During the victory, Romo had 3 touchdown passes to break Troy Aikman's career franchise record. Here's Romo on the record.
Obviously, with the guys who were there, Troy, some of the other ones, it's pretty special in that regard. And be mentioned in the same breath of those guys is, you know, something I'll look back on one day and be very proud of.
More than just an A&M was played at Kyle Field over the weekend. Number 13, Northwest Mississippi Community College, won their first ever Brazos Valley Bowl Saturday, defeating number 11, Kilgore College, 47-43. Here's Austin Douglas from Northwest Mississippi after the game.
Oh, man, it was awesome seeing us. You know, the last bowl, I think the last one we went to, it was the national championship and won it. So, I mean, coming back and this being the first bowl back in however many years and winning it, it's a really awesome feeling. It's a blessing to know that I'm a part of this team that came and won this one.
So now from the turf to the hardwood, A&M basketball is doing very well so far. Elston Turner matched a career-high 26 points to lead Texas A&M to its third straight win, 70-59 over Houston Saturday. That's at Hoffman's Pavilion. Here's Coach Kennedy after his team's third win in a row.
We're ready to get a double-double coming home, and I thought Courtney did a great job. And even Andrew, when he came in, was a presence. You know, I thought we did a really good job the first half of taking their post guys away and establishing the interior offense for us.
That's a look at your sports brought to you by Awards & More, providing you the best in customized marketing solutions for your business. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Everybody needs their name on something, and Awards & More custom awards and promotional products can put it there. Your business needs custom awards to recognize your employees, or maybe you need trophies, plaques, and awards for Little League soccer, football, or basketball teams. Awards & More can do it all. If your church or school organization needs t-shirts, Awards & More will custom design the perfect t-shirt for you. Remember, everybody needs their name on something. Visit awardsandmoreinc.com or call 696-3886 today.
Hey, if you got a young person in your world, in your house, who has a car, and, you know, sometimes that's a pretty centric thing for them. What that car looks like, how it looks on the inside and the outside, pretty important. Classic Collision and Restoration says, hey, here's a suggestion for you. Maybe some body work needs to be done. You can give that as a gift if you want to. Or maybe you want to do something on the inside of the vehicle. Well, Classic Collision Restoration does that as well. I mean, it's the holiday season. You like to think about more fun things than having to get your car fixed. Why not light up the light of that person in your home who really is kind of car-centric right now? Because they will do upholstery work on the inside of that car to make it look just as good as the kind of work that they do to make the body look good. A lot of people maybe need new headliners, or they want to convert their seats to leather. They can do that for you. Install new carpet. Classic Collision Restoration specialists when it comes to that as well. Okay, on the downside, what if it was an accident? Okay, they can help you there too. So why don't you give Doug a call? It's 779-8399. You can go to the website. That's classiccollisionandrestoration.com.
Everybody needs their name on something.
I know. We've already talked about that. I remember when we said it.
Every year, my holiday shopping list keeps growing, but my budget sure doesn't. That's why Half Price Books is my destination for one-stop holiday shopping. It's simple, really. Since almost everything's half price or less, I can be twice as thoughtful for gifts where the thought really counts. It's easy to find things that'll tap into anyone's favorite passion, a wonderland packed with gifts from the past to the future. Yep, from kids to grandparents, from books on hobbies to great music and movie box sets, great games and books for the kids, those one-of-a-kind treasures you may not find anywhere else. Heck, even an array of new vinyl LPs, electronics, even turntables that turn the classics into CDs.
TAW College Station, Brian is 68 right now.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. Less than a month left to steer clear of the fiscal cliff. No sign of progress. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson, live in Washington.
Well, there were 7 weeks between Election Day and the end of the year.
And three of those weeks have been wasted.
Even more so, according to House Speaker John Boehner, by the initial White House offer to fix the fiscal cliff, $1.6 trillion in higher taxes over the next decade, $600 billion in spending cuts, and about $200 billion in new spending, mostly for infrastructure and unemployment benefits.
Those are very important things, and they're very good things, and we can afford those. They have very modest costs, and we propose how to pay for them.
Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner and Speaker Boehner both on Fox News Sunday, Lisa.
Rich, just days after a UN vote said Palestine exists, Israel is planning new settlements, cutting off funding and taking heat for it. Fox Radio's Emily Wither live in Jerusalem.
The announcement by Israel that it's planning to build 3,000 new homes in an area here known as E1 has drawn sharp criticism from the US to Russia. The houses will largely cut off the West Bank from East Jerusalem. Israeli lawyer Danny Seidman says it doesn't matter if the buildings are illegal under international law.
The effective law in Israel and the West Bank is the law of Israel, so the chances of stopping this by legal means are remote indeed.
A number of governments in Europe have also summoned their Israeli ambassadors over this. Lisa.
Emily, thanks. Parts of Northern California underwater after three big rainstorms in less than a week, with a fourth on the way. The latest storm yesterday dumping up to an inch of rain per hour in some areas, knocking out power to tens of thousands, though it did move through more quickly than first thought. Still, there is concern about what the damage will be region-wide, including Napa's wine country and citrus groves. Could take all week to get dozens of southern New Jersey residents back into their homes after a Friday train derailment. Workers still clearing hazardous gas from a ruptured tank car. They can't even investigate until that's done. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
You want to give one special gift. It shows that you love what they do. It gives them cheer all through the year. You always hear, thank you. Give a, give a, give a, give a garden. Give a, give a, give a, give a garden.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
And right now, get 50% off photo cards and invitations. No coupon needed. Limited time only. Details in-store and at staples.com. Staples. That was easy.
If you are looking to replace a copier before the end of the year, there couldn't be a better time. CTWP has a large selection of brand new black and white and color copiers ready for installation. CTWP offers unbeatable discounts for any member of the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce, and until the end of the year, all leases are 90-day no payment. Don't get caught up in the holidays. Buy local, save your company some money, and let us do all the work. Call us today at 779-2998 or check us out on the web at CTWP.com.
Since 1978, more families have trusted UPA than any other pediatric practice in the Brazos Valley. With over 100 years of combined experience, the pediatric specialists at UPA are always ready to provide your family with the finest care available. Located just a block from the bypass next to the Med, UPA is open 7 days a week to make it easier for working families to get their children to the doctor. To learn more, click on upadocs.com or follow us on Facebook. UPA. Every child deserves a specialist.
What would the perfect moment in time be for you? Would it start with a Swedish massage in the morning, followed by a customized body wrap? Maybe a European facial in the afternoon, a deluxe spa manicure or a pedicure. Perhaps your perfect moment in time would include it all. At Galleria Day Spa, we create a time just for you. Then we gently slow time down. For an entire day or just an hour, call the Galleria Day Spa for your perfect moment in time. 822-5756 or visit us online at galleriadayspa.com. Gift certificates available.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW... think of those businesses who sponsor the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Ashley Furniture, American Lube Center, and Watercrest at Bryan. Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics. News Talk 1620, WTAW.
WTW News Time is 8:05. It's 67 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Merry Maids. Call 979-595-1111 or go to merrymaids.com. Merry Maids, relax. It's done. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. Highway 21 west of North Zulch was shut down most of Friday afternoon following a two-vehicle collision. DPS Trooper Jimmy Morgan says a westbound oil tanker was stopped in a construction zone when it was rear-ended by a box truck full of plumbing supplies.
It appeared to the troopers that he didn't hit his brakes, so we were thinking maybe driver inattention was involved.
The driver of the box truck, 59-year-old Jack LaCroix of Spring, was killed while the driver of the semi was not hurt. The crash at the Shepherd's Creek Bridge closed the highway for 4 hours. Additional fatalities took place this weekend. On Saturday morning, the SUV of Randall Schulte drifted off of FM 2502 just south of Burton and struck a tree, while last night the pickup of 42-year-old Ronald Canatella struck a cow carcass that had been left in the FM 2154 roadway just south of Day Road, and the truck went into a brushy area. A driver failing to stop his car behind the white line led to being pulled over by a Bryan policeman. The Saturday afternoon traffic stop at Highway 21 and the freeway resulted in the driver and two passengers from Tyler and Elgin going to jail. That's after officers discovered almost 10 pounds of high-quality hydroponic marijuana valued at more than $75,000, as well as more than $5,000 of cash. Half the money was in an opened bag of chips, and the rest was in the pants of the driver, who said the cash was from working construction jobs. A dog in the car also went to jail until it was picked up by the driver's mother. Online at WTAW.com are more details of the drug bust. Winners of yesterday's Christmas parade have been announced. The full list is available online at WTAW.com. Thank you to all who participated. The grand prize went to Sam Houston Elementary in Bryan. The Award of Excellence was presented to the Brazos County Sheriff's Office, and the Judge's Award went to Power Sports. Superintendents of the Bryan and College Station school districts applauded Friday's announcement that the new STAR standardized tests will not count as 15% of a student's grade this school year. Bryan Superintendent Tommy Wallace says administrators, school boards, parents, and educators across the state of Texas have had enough of testing.
And I think that the people of Texas are beginning to voice that concern. And with budget cuts and then you have state testing on top of it, I think that people are beginning to listen. I think that there's a shift and a momentum change toward Texas public schools, and I hope that it continues and they'll take it to the next step and stop with this overabundance of testing.
College Station ISD Superintendent Eddie Coulson says a statewide grassroots effort by moms and dads across the state of Texas is what changed this rule. Coulson and Willis are hopeful the legislature will completely abolish the 15% provision during the upcoming session that starts in January. One of three men accused of an armed robbery at a College Station apartment last week has been arrested. 23-year-old Leon Chadwick of Bryan was arrested early Saturday morning at a home in West Bryan by College Station Police Department detectives and members of the SWAT unit. Investigators believe Chadwick and two others still being sought threatened one person at gunpoint at an apartment on Holloman near Welburn during the midnight hour last Wednesday. The thieves left with electronics and other items. And one of three men accused of armed robbery in Bryan Friday night has been arrested. The victim, a 60-year-old man, says he was walking along San Jacinto west of Texas when one of the three robbers displayed a gun and demanded money. Police say based on information from the victim, they found the gunman about 1 hour later. 23-year-old Quillian Davenport was arrested following a foot chase. The gun was recovered with the aid of a police dog. No one was hurt. Descriptions of the other suspects are online at WTAW.com. South of Oakwood Intermediate School and College Station, police arrested two men early Friday morning for vehicle burglaries. Officers say stolen property was traced back to four vehicles in the area of Glade Street and Park Place, caught after a short foot chase where 25-year-old Toby Jones and 20-year-old Noah Regan of College Station. Property recovered by police was returned to the owners, and investigators say there was no forced entry into any of the vehicles. A prominent member of three White House staffs and a well-known conservative voice and author is coming to Aggieland next month. Mary Madeline, who served in both Bush administrations as well as that of President Reagan, will be at A&M as the mid-year commencement convocation speaker. Madeline and her husband, James Carville, have several public service projects, including co-chairing next year's host committee for the Super Bowl in New Orleans, where they reside. The public is invited to the convocation on Thursday, December 13th in Rudder Auditorium. And the Christmas Angel Toy Drive is in full swing. Bryan Broadcasting's Allison Meserle says it's an opportunity to share the Christmas spirit with local children that you won't want to miss. Meserle says you can choose your angel online or at the Blue Baker locations on University and Dominick Drive.
The trees there set up in their lobbies have paper angels hanging on the trees. And on those angels, you'll see a child's name, their age, and their Christmas wish, along with their clothing size. And we ask our listeners to stop by and choose an angel that speaks to them.
She says one of her favorite things about the program is seeing the kids' faces light up when they find that someone cared enough to buy them a gift. At WTW.com, full interviews with Meserle and Ben Downs are available. WTW News Time is 8:10. It's 67 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Mary Maids. We'll have more news for you at 8:30, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
If you work long, hard hours and it's difficult to find the time to clean up around the house, relax, because with Merry Maids, it's done. There's nothing like opening your door after a long day at work to see a clean Merry Maids home. Your entire house is spotless and you didn't even lift a finger. Merry Maids sends professionally trained, screened, and bonded professionals to your home so you can trust everything is safe and secure. Voted best of the Brazos Valley for the last 5 years. Call Merry Maids at 979-595-1111. That's 979-595-1111. Merry Maids, relax. It's done.
It's not too late to get your home ready for a holiday guest. I'm Chuck Morrow, and Brazos Valley Floor & Design has expanded to help you remodel your home.
I'm Suzanne Morrow. At Brazos Valley Floor & Design, we are your destination for a complete home makeover, and we handle commercial as well as residential properties.
Call us today and have your flooring, lighting, and countertops installed before Christmas. At Brazos Valley Floor & Design, we're going to have the best prices today, next week, next month, and next year.
And that's a promise.
It's 8:12, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY.
Cloudy skies across the area this morning. Partial sun will try to develop this afternoon. High temperatures, they're going to have tendency to reach about 80 today. It'll be partly to mostly cloudy and remain warm tonight, 65. Clouds, couple of showers for tomorrow, highs 75 to 80, partly to mostly cloudy tomorrow night, 55 to 60. Some sunshine Wednesday, we could see a stray shower, highs on Wednesday around 70 degrees, a little bit cooler for Thursday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
You know, during the news, before the local news, Kat came in and fessed up that that probably was her alma mater.
It was. Yeah. That was my Sheffield. The other one's Sheffield Hallam. Yeah, Scott was right.
See?
And he was right.
And she just walked right into it, just like a bear trap. Yeah,
oh,
so. But that's okay. Right. You know, that's we don't agree with all the studies that they have at A&M, so it's all right. It's okay.
Well,
at least the two schools y'all went to do studies. I've never read anything about the school I went to.
All I have to say is 37 Christmas balls. It's a travesty.
Yeah, it could be better. So a New Jersey teen has started a petition asking toy company Hasbro to make its Easy Bake Oven more boy-friendly after her brother asked for one for Christmas. 13-year-old McKenna Pope started a change.org petition over her 4-year-old brother's love of cooking. She said, "My little brother has always loved cooking. Being in the kitchen is his favorite out-of-school activity, and he yearns for the opportunity to cook on his own. But the toy oven has long been marketed to girls and made it gender-specific colors like pink and purple. Boys' petition calls for Hasbro to drop the all-girl advertising so boys like her brother feel comfortable about asking for the toy," which is cool, but you know, we have a worse thing that puts the Easy Bake Oven in peril, and that is, you know, are they going to get rid of incandescent lights?
Exactly.
Because, I mean, if they do, you know, those LEDs won't cook them. And those little, those little curlicue bowls won't cook brownies, you know?
Who needs an Easy Bake Oven when you can have a toaster oven?
Well, but the thing is that a child wants to be able to do that independently. I think that's probably part of what it is. They want to mimic what their mom, or in this case, dad, is doing in the kitchen.
Well, in that
by
case,
baking.
Dad needs a can of Krylon. That's an easy fix.
Yeah, that's right. Just
paint it.
Paint it whatever dang color you want it
exactly.
to be. Hello.
You know, my son had a Queasy Bake Oven.
Oh.
And it came with recipes for making things that were molded and shaped like bugs.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
I
didn't know
that.
Such a thing existed. That's kind of fun. All right. Well, maybe that's still out there. Queasy Bake.
I'm telling you, a can of Krylon, I can fix anything with that.
When I was 7, I was cooking things on a barbecue grill in the backyard.
It's not a barbecue grill.
Well, whatever. Okay. Something I caught on fire and burned some.
You don't, you know,
marshmallows.
Here we go down this
road. Yeah, really. I saw that the other day. Oh no! It's actually a toy at a local toyatorium that we had. That it says barbecue grill, barbecue your own hamburgers.
You don't barbecue hamburgers.
No, but again, this is made by some bunch of Yankees up in the Northeast. They don't know anything.
There's a difference between grilling and queuing.
That's right.
Well,
so anyhow, so we were talking a little while ago about how U.S. America is looking at having kids go to school more. Parents who would like to see homework go away, it could happen one day depending on how a proposed homework ban goes in France. France, the French government, has proposed doing away with homework in elementary and junior high school. France's president argues that homework penalizes children with difficult home situations. Excuse me, is that the only difficult home situation a child has is homework? Because I'm thinking that's not the case, all right? Not all parents agree, as you can imagine. You know, I look back at that sentence and it says, France's president argues that homework penalizes children with difficult home situations. Do they mean actually in difficult home situations? See what I'm saying?
There's yes. Yeah. No, I'm sure that's what they mean.
I would hope so. But anyway, not all parents agree. Said one parent, it's not a good idea at all because even at a young age, having individual work at home helps build maturity and responsibility. Well, okay, then why don't you go ahead and get a workbook or something? You can do that, and your child can do homework at home. I mean, it can be done. Just because the school doesn't send it. Boy, that made me popular with the kids. Yeah. Just because the school doesn't send homework home doesn't mean you shouldn't have some sort of homework opportunity
for it. This is kind of a big deal, though, too, because I would think that the French, I mean, I'm not an expert, but the French educational system is much more serious in certain ways. Like, I have a friend who went through the French schooling system, and I've had French teachers, and it's just a lot more aggressive of a schooling system. Or, you know, you make a grade and they yell your grade out in front of the whole class.
Yeah, I don't see anything wrong with that.
Well, I will tell you that I was astonished as my daughter's in first grade. The amount of homework we have is remarkable.
Does it make you wonder what they're doing at school?
No, it's just, I mean, all told, with the reading that we do together and everything, it's probably over the course of a week, a couple hours.
Yeah.
Well, which I know isn't a ton, but in first grade?
But still, hello.
Yeah, but all of the French military army tanks have five gears and they're all in reverse.
You're right, that's exactly right. Because again, if you'll type in, just Google French military victories, okay? Do that for me, Kat, would you? Go to Google and just type in.
No, thank you, I'm too lazy.
No, I want you to do that. I want you to type in French military victories and see what it comes up with.
I have a feeling I know what it's going to come up with.
What do you think it would be?
I think it's going to say there are none, because I'm pretty sure we've told this joke before.
Yeah, it says not a joke.
Here, I'm looking it up.
Yeah, it says, did you mean... Yeah, French military victories. Yeah, yeah.
The sound effects are nice.
I do.
Like that.
Yeah, okay. Sounds almost like somebody's typing.
Showing results for French military victories.
Yeah. Does it say, did you mean?
No.
It doesn't.
It just says results for French military victories as like Google search results, French military victories, militaryfactory.com, the complete military history of France. Funny computer tricks, French military victories?
There we go. Yeah, that's it.
Well,
yeah,
so but it doesn't tell me what to
do. Oh, they've dumped that. They have. It doesn't say that anymore.
Yeah, it doesn't pull it up, but it used to say, did you mean?
I guess the French Chamber of Commerce got on it. Hey, while we're talking about that, Iran has unveiled a new submarine which is painted fluorescent turquoise blue.
To match the sea?
That's what they think, is they think because you can't see it like that, you can't see it. I guess they don't know about that radar thing.
Sonar.
Yeah, any of that stuff. Sonar, that's right, sonar. That sonar is something new to them. Nobody's told them about that.
They take the screen door off, too?
Yeah, really.
Maybe it just was an aesthetic
choice.
It's
time for Expo 2012. Saturday, December 8th from 8 till 2. Producers will offer big savings and information to help you be successful in your ag operation. With CEU credits for private applicators and super one-day only specials on everything from a farm and ranch. Visit the booths of over 50 manufacturers and suppliers, lock in great prices, and win fabulous door prizes. Experience Producers Expo 2012, Saturday, December 8th on Texas Avenue, just north of 21.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly healthcare coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VANDYKERANKIN.com.
Amish Furniture for generations in that new location they've been in for a few months. It's on Boonville Road, just down from Kroger. Look for it in the shopping center there. It has the black awning that says Amish Furniture for Generations written in white. And when you go in there, you know, generally what you do is you order furniture that's handcrafted, and then Kent goes and picks it up and brings it down and delivers it to you, which is a wonderful thing. But they also have some takeaway items right now because it's Christmas time and you come in and you're looking for something traditional. How about a rocking horse that's, again, made of solid wood? Very traditional. So solid wood, handcrafted by Amish craftsmen. That stays the same. And then accent pieces, small pieces for the home to put on a table or an end table or something to hang in the corner or on the wall. They've got that for you, too, at Amish Furniture for Generations. So this time of year is a time when you go in and they kind of make their shift. Now, if you want to obviously order something for yourself or somebody else in the family, that's wonderful. Won't have it for Christmas time, but it's still the same quality that you always get. And that's solid wood furniture. And once you go in, and the shopping experience at Amish Furniture for Generations is different than any other type of furniture store because you actually learn how the furniture is made, why the wood is sawed the way that it is, why it has that finish on it, and you can customize it the way you want. That's Amish Furniture for Generations on Boonville Road, just down from Kroger.
Fiscal cliff talks will likely intensify. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. On Capitol Hill, lawmakers and aides expect the pace of negotiations over the fiscal cliff to pick up this week. The deadline for a deal is December 31st, but observers say the prospect of having to work through Christmas is likely to build a fire under senators and representatives to get something done in the next few weeks. Chrysler is coming off its best sales month in 5 years. The automaker says U.S. sales for November were up 14% from November of last year. Mortgage Daily's mortgage fraud index edged lower in the third quarter. There were fewer cases, but the average dollar amount for each fraud case went up. Wall Street could start the new month on a positive note. The futures are pointing higher. A key report on factory activity comes out shortly after the start of trading. It could help to determine the market's direction today. Several labor market indicators will be out this week, leading up to the government's November employment statistics on Friday. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
How would you like to try a sales-generating tool for your business that is so good at locating qualified leads it's been called best of the breed? If your business thrives on selling to other businesses, then get ready for a toll-free number and a free trial offer that could literally revolutionize your sales. Hoovers, a D&B company, has developed a powerful tool to connect you to qualified buyers for your product or service that is fast and easy. No more wasting time getting leads manually. No more pre-configured lists names that don't fit your business. Hoover's advanced targeting technology helps you reach the market that will be most receptive to your product or service. For a limited time, Hoover's would like to offer their radio listeners 50 free leads and a 24-hour trial.
Just call 800-239-0011. That's a free trial and 50 free leads. Call now. 800-239-0011. 800-239-0011. Again, 800-239-0011.
Hi, Todd.
Oh, hey, Samantha.
Do you want to be my boyfriend?
Oh, sure. Wow, I'd love to.
Great. Now give me your Subway steak melt.
My melt?
Yeah, I'm your girlfriend now.
I don't think this is working out.
Get your own Subway steak melt, like the tender, juicy steak and bacon melt, or the succulent, smoky chipotle steak and cheese. Get yours today. Subway, eat fresh. December is Customer Appreciation Month at Subway restaurants, so we're thanking our customers for being such big fans with $2 6-inch subs. The cold cut combo or meatball marinara. That's right. The crowd-pleasing cold cut combo or meatball marinara are $2 each for a 6-inch sub. Only in December. Appreciation tastes amazing. So get these two subs made fresh for you for $2 each. Saying thanks is a great deal, so hurry in. Subway, eat fresh.
Prices and participation may vary. Limited time only, plus tax for applicable prices. I run a lesson to why additional charges break.
The Aggie Report is next.
Texas Mutual Insurance Company salutes the coaching staff. To win, you have to make sure your team is strong at every position. We understand. As a workers' comp provider, our first responsibility is helping businesses protect their employees so they can stay on the job. So, coach, even though we're glad you're telling your team to focus on training and equipment and technique, we have to wonder, have you been reading our playbook? Come see us at texasmutual.com.
Well, the speculation ended last night with the official announcement that Texas A&M will be going to the Cotton Bowl to take on Oklahoma. That game played in Arlington at Cowboy Stadium. For the Aggies, it will be the 13th time that they will play in the Cotton Bowl. The most recent visit was January 7th, 2011, and LSU was the victor in that one over A&M, 41-24. And again, overall, the 13th Cotton Bowl, the first of which goes back to the 1941 season when Texas A&M defeated Fordham by a score of 13-12. Overall, Texas A&M is 14-19 in bowl games. And of course, last year, playing down in Houston at Reliance Stadium in the Meineke Car Care Bowl, the Aggies a winner over Northwestern 33-22 to pick up that 14th all-time bowl win. So for tickets, you can go to AggieAthletics.com when they become available. The 12th Man Foundation and our ticket office will have that information for you as to how the tickets will be sold, the prices and what have you. So just stay in touch with AggieAthletics.com and the information that will be given to you there at that site. A&M in the Cotton Bowl, Oklahoma is the opponent. I'm Dave South, and that's your Aggie Report.
Time Magazine named it one of their top 50 inventions of 2011. Wired Magazine called it stunning, almost Art Deco. At Batteries Plus, we call it our newest product. It's the Switch LED light bulb, and it's unlike any light bulb you've ever seen. Switch uses 80% less energy than traditional bulbs. But more importantly, it delivers the same warm, welcoming light you're used to from your current incandescents. Switch bulbs are available in 40, 60, and 75 watt equivalents. They're dimmable, turn on instantly, and can be used in any fixture. Every bulb is completely non-toxic and 100% recyclable. Discover the new, stylish, energy-saving Switch LED light bulbs at Batteries Plus. We think once you see them, you'll want to switch to Switch, too. Batteries Plus, the replace it place.
Batteries Plus is your one-stop source for all your battery and light bulb needs. Visit Batteries Plus in College Station on the corner of Texas and Holloman. Batteries Plus, any battery, any bulb for anything.
You know, no matter what time of year, it's great to get flowers, but this time of year especially, and Aggieland Flowers and Gifts, been around since 1947, have so many different ideas for you. First of all, let's talk about it from the standpoint of a business, because there are lots of businesses that are ordering holiday corporate gifts now at Aggieland Flowers and Gifts, and you can really customize. They have some basic ones, and be glad to go over it with you. If you want to stop by the store or give them a call, they'll send you to the website, and you can talk about how you might want to customize that with a different kind of chocolates or some sort of a gift put together. But again, you get a great, that, by the way, it's a great employee gift too. We talk about customers, but it's a great employee gift too. There's really nothing as thoughtful as flowers. When you take that and you combine it with their chocolate, I'm thinking the other day I was in and I tried the dark chocolate peppermint bark, which is really good. They have a holiday assortment of quintessential chocolates that are filled with liqueurs, and that's really kind of a blast because you put it in your mouth, you kind of just let it dissolve. It's really nice. Now, maybe you have a coffee person on your list, and if that's the case, then they have flavored gourmet coffee. And by the way, they have sipping chocolate. It's really popular, but if you haven't ever had it before, it'll knock your socks off. It is outstanding. So why don't you give Barbara the gang a call over there. Number is 690-2929, or go to the website, which is AggielandFlowers.com, and you can stop in the store. They're just north of Harley-Davidson on the bypass in College Station.
Mercury is the closest planet to the sun and hits temperatures of 800 degrees Fahrenheit. But now, scientists from the MESSENGER mission to planet Mercury report in the journal Science that they found water ice on the planet. It's sitting inside polar craters in areas of permanent shade. Project leader Sean Solomon told an excited crowd at NASA headquarters that they also found volatile organic compounds forming a black goo on the ice.
The fact that we see it on the planet closest to the sun is astounding enough, but the fact that it also informs our ability to work out the history of volatile delivery on Earth and Mars and Venus is very special.
The ancient materials could help scientists better understand the planetary origins of water and organics, which are the building blocks of life. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
Half-price holiday hoops Tuesday, December 4th. The women's basketball team takes on La Tech at 7 o'clock. Come out to the game and have a chance to win a signed jersey through Twitter. Wednesday, December 5th, men's basketball team will host SFA at 7 o'clock. Finally, close out your week by catching two events on Saturday. First, see the 2009-11 national champion track team host their first event of the season at 4 o'clock. Then end it with women's basketball as they take on TCU at 7 o'clock. Tickets for all events can be purchased by calling 1-888-99-AGGIE. Jig 'em!
WTW News Time is 8:30. It's 67 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by, well, nothing this hour. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. 25 awards were presented after yesterday's BCS Christmas Parade. Sam Houston Elementary School in Bryan took the grand prize. The Brazos County Sheriff's Office received the Award of Excellence, and Power Sports won the Judges Award. Thanks to everyone who participated. Also, you can read all the winners online at WTAW.com. College Station police officers went to a home in West Bryan early Saturday morning to arrest one of three men accused of an armed robbery at an apartment the day before Thanksgiving. Two others remain at large in the holdup on Holloman near Welburn, where electronics were among the property taken. 23-year-old Leon Chadwick of Bryan was taken to jail after members of the CSPD SWAT team and detectives went to a home on Jaguar off La Brisa west of Harvey Mitchell Parkway. Bryan police are looking for two of three men accused of robbing a 60-year-old at gunpoint Friday night. The gunman was found about 1 hour after the holdup on San Jacinto, west of Texas. 23-year-old Quillian Davenport was arrested after running from officers. A police dog found what Davenport said was the gun used in the robbery. No one was hurt, and on the WTAW.com website, you can find more information about the other suspects. Two College Station men are accused of four-vehicle burglary south of Oakwood Intermediate School. Early Friday morning, police were involved in a brief foot chase before capturing 20-year-old Noah Regan and 25-year-old Toby Jones. Officers say numerous items were recovered from the area of Park Place and Glade Street and returned to the owners. Texas public school students, parents, teachers, and administrators won't have to deal with the pressure of a new STAR end-of-course exam, counting as 15% of a final grade this year. College Station Superintendent Eddie Colson is among those wanting the legislature to permanently ban the idea.
The grassroots pressure from moms and dads across the state of Texas really is what changed this rule. And I anticipate that while the delay is specifically announced for the 12-13 school year, I do anticipate that the legislative body will take action this next legislative session to permanently change the rule.
Colson expects the legislature next year to consider a number of changes to the assessment and accountability of public schools. Two brothers from Tyler and a friend from Elgin were passing through Bryan on their way to Crockett Saturday afternoon when a policeman pulled them over for a traffic violation. Now the men are in the Brazos County Jail after police found more than $5,000 of cash and $75,000 worth of high-quality hydroponic marijuana. According to the arrest report, an officer saw the car stop past the white line on Highway 21 and the freeway. Inside the car were two combination lock containers with nine bags of marijuana. Also seized were the suspect's cell phones, which police say were constantly ringing during the search. More details are available online at WTAW.com. The driver of a box truck that failed to stop in a construction zone died after rear-ending a stopped oil tanker. The Friday afternoon crash stopped traffic for 4 hours on Highway 21 near North Zulch at the Shepherd's Creek Bridge.
It appears that the driver of the one-ton box van failed to control speed and maybe driver intention struck the rear of the 18-wheeler in the rear.
DPS Trooper Jimmy Morgan says the driver of the box truck, 59-year-old Jack LaCroix of Spring, was killed, but the driver of the semi was not injured. There were two other fatal crashes this weekend. One was Saturday morning just south of Burton when Randall Schulte's SUV drifted off of FM 2502 and struck a tree. The other was last night when 42-year-old Ronald Canatella's pickup was sent into a brushy area after striking a cow carcass that had been left in the roadway of FM 2154 just south of Day Road. If you don't have time to shop for anyone extra this Christmas, but you have a generous heart, you can still make a big difference for a local kid through the Christmas Angels program. Allison Meserol with Brian Broadcasting says besides toys, they're accepting financial donations that will make it possible for others to fulfill needy children's wish lists.
We will assign that money to an angel, and we will totally take care of the shopping and the wrapping and the sorting and all of that for you. For a lot of these kids, this is the only Christmas presents that they'll be receiving this year. So it's fun to be able to kind of open up your heart and bring in somebody else to your Christmas this year.
She says there's a very special joy in being able to see what a difference you've made, not just for the kids, but for the parents. More details are available online at WTAW.com. And political commentator and author Mary Madeline is coming to A&M. She will speak at the mid-year commencement convocation on Thursday, December 13th at Rudder Auditorium. Madeline worked at the White House during both Bush administrations and for President Reagan. She was also a counselor to Vice President Cheney. She and her husband, fellow political observer James Carville, live in New Orleans, where they are also involved in public service projects that include the centennial of Loyola University. The public is invited to attend the convocation program. WTW News Time is 8:35 at 67 degrees. We'll have more news for you at noon, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Did your yard look healthy last summer? If not, consider adding some compost. This is Bobby Jenkins of ABC Home and Commercial Services. ABC offers a compost program that uses premium soil-enhancing material. It's the organic way to improving the health of your yard. In addition to being more attractive, a healthy yard fends off diseases and retains and uses water more efficiently. For an organic boost, call ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Hi, I'm Tony Morelos with W.E. Gibson Insurance. First of all, I want to thank our many longtime customers for doing business with us. We at the Gibson Agency really appreciate our local customers and will do everything we can to give them the best possible service combined with extremely competitive insurance products. I also want to thank all of our new customers for the monumental growth achieved by the Gibson Agency in the last 2 years. One of the reasons that the Gibson Agency has grown so much is that we don't just represent one or two insurance companies. We are an independent insurance agency and we represent over 25 insurance companies. This gives us a competitive advantage because we can shop your insurance needs for you and help you choose the best coverage and the best rates. If you don't do business with us yet, we invite you to give us an opportunity to show you why so many others in the Brazos Valley look to W.E. Gibson Insurance for their personal, farm, and business insurance needs. Give us a call at 694-1555 or drop by our office in the Kroger Shopping Center on Rock Prairie Road.
It's harvest time at Royalty Pecan Farms, so enjoy orchard tours and activities every Saturday till Christmas. Make sure to pick up a Royalty Pecan or pumpkin pecan pie for all your holiday dinners. And sending fresh Texas pecans to everyone on your list is a perfect gift. Royalty Pecan's extended fall store hours have begun. From now till Christmas, they'll be open Monday through Saturday from 9 to 6. So shop their unique Texas products produced here in the Brazos Valley. Royalty Pecans on Highway 21, 1 mile west of the Brazos River. Or shop royaltypecans.com.
Hey, let's do some weather at 7:38. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offered information on businesses and samples. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
It's harvest time.
Wait a minute. That's not right. Let's do this.
Cloudy skies across the area this morning. Partial sun will try to develop this afternoon. High temperatures, they're going to have tendency to reach about 80 today. It'll be partly to mostly cloudy and remain warm tonight, 65. Clouds, couple of showers for tomorrow, highs 75 to 80, partly to mostly cloudy tomorrow night, 55 to 60. Some sunshine Wednesday, we could see a stray shower, highs on Wednesday around 70 degrees, a little bit cooler for Thursday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Here's today's interesting fact. This is why you listen.
Yeah?
11% of women own guns. There you go. Okay.
Kat, are you in that 11% or do you borrow guns?
I own a gun.
Well, it depends on the circumstance.
Yeah, I mean, I would borrow guns, but I also own a gun. Yeah.
You may not be packing heat right at the moment when you need it, and then you would go, give me your gun.
Well.
No, I just meant in general.
Yeah.
No, I own a shotgun, actually. We're going to be technical.
Well, we don't have to be, but that's fine.
So it's not the assault rifle that we've seen pictures of.
Yeah, really.
No.
Not that AK-47.
It wasn't an AK-47.
Oh, that's right, okay. So After learning last week about the parents who have named their child hashtag, remember that?
There should be a law against that.
Well, again, as Keanu Reeves said in Parenthood, you need a license to drive a car, but any blank can be a parent. And so there you go. But it did bring us to the situation where we talked about the most common names for boys and girls, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But we have today the list of names that have dropped back, as a matter of fact. Abigail slips down to number 14 out of the top 10 for the first time. And out of the top 100, these are all out of the top 100 that used to be in there. Abby, Ashlyn, Hadley, Jocelyn, Jordan, that's with a Y, Julianne, Catherine. Oh, gosh, Kat, you're not in there anymore.
That's because I'm one of a kind.
There you are. Kira, Liliana, Penelope, and Summer. Summer's not in there anymore. Is Spring still there? Okay. Boys' names, Logan slips out of the top 10 for the first time, and out of the top 100 would be Bryce, Bryson, Caden. I thought there were a lot of Cadens, but maybe not.
That's because these are like the names that were all popular kid names within the last 7 to 10 years, I would think.
Joshua and Justin. Well, go back in there and bring them back up. But anyway, and again, if you care whatever other people call their kids, I mean, I can't imagine. I guess you could look at a list and maybe that would tweak something in your head if you're not going to name it after somebody else who's in your family, but. Wow, I know that they probably have a lot of views at the baby name list. No doubt about that. A new Walgreens mega store opened up with much fanfare, a few celebrities, and a red carpet on Friday. The new store boasts a much more high-end experience.
Really? Is that what we're looking for?
Walgreens! Come on! Now, I love me some Walgreens, so I'll be honest with you.
Wait, shouldn't you be saying, like, Greenatorium? Come on. Let's not be hypocrites.
Well, no, I'm not. No, this is because this is, if you're shopping someplace, you would say that. This is a story about the store, the company itself.
Okay.
That's the difference. If you're having an experience, you personally, then you went to a Shoppatorium or a Farmatorium or whatever, but because this is the company.
Or the Walgreenatorium.
Yeah, something like that. So, anyway, this Walgreens has added amenities like a sushi bar, barista cafe, a smoothie bar.
Oh, my gosh.
And self-serve frozen yogurt.
Well, they had all the space where they used to develop pictures. They're not doing anything.
Yeah, that's true. They're not doing that anymore. The Sunset and Vine store stocks 700 fine wines, artisan cheeses, and meats. And even
at Walgreens?
Yep, and they have a brow-shaping bar, which I think I've been waiting on for years. Yeah, so there you go.
I guess you got to do what you got to do to survive.
Well, again, and they may be making money off
at
of that.
Walgreens?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's Walgreens. Wow.
Not exactly the five and dime.
No, can I still get my almonds at half price?
I just want to know if they still have as many kickin' Halloween decorations. When I was a kid, Walgreens was the place.
Well, not this time of year. It has to be a certain time of year.
Naturally.
Hello.
My first job was a busboy in a Walgreens.
A busboy? Yeah, you mean like when they had a lunch counter?
Yeah.
Wow. You're old.
Scott!
Well, I say that, you know, it's funny because for folks who've lived here for a long time, now, you know, the old Townshire Shopping Center, which basically is nothing now. I mean, you know, it's Tops Printing, and there's a Federal Employees Credit Union, I think, and a rental place. There's a mail service there too, but basically, you know, what it used to be was the place, and they had Jarrett's Pharmacy was there, and they had a lunch counter. I mean, you know, I'd go down there to sell advertising to Sears, and more often than not, the guy who was supposed to be selling me advertising was down drinking coffee at Jarrett's, and. But, you know, there was a downtown counter at Woolworth and Bryan. So those things went on.
Were you ever like George Bailey and worked as a soda jerker?
No.
Oh,
no.
Wow.
No, the most American thing I did was paperboy.
No, he's just a regular jerker.
Yeah, just a regular jerker, exactly right. But, you know, that's true. Lunch counters used to be around.
Sure.
You could do that. That was part of Americana. But, you know, Walgreens wasn't really down here. They didn't get down here until CVS did, and then, you know, they have to build across the street from
each
other.
Of course they do.
So, because that's what they do.
The cool thing about Walgreens, though, is they have that, as seen on TV, aisle.
Yeah.
And I'm a sucker for that, I admit it.
My wife has bought Christmas for me more than once there. stands right there and takes them and throws them in the cart. And
oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah. Well, we just...
You easy to please.
We just got away from the... We got rid of the stand-up pasta cooker, I think, 2 weeks ago.
Got rid of a stand-up pasta cooker?
I didn't know you needed one. I really didn't. Well. Yeah. Jackie said, is it okay if we throw this away? I went, yeah.
I've always wanted to do, like, a consumer challenge with that stuff.
Yeah.
Does this junk really work?
Well, you know, one time we were talking about that, and she'd gotten me this thing called the Shark.
I remember that, a steam cleaner thingy, wasn't it?
Are you serious?
I thought Tom and Chase were going to fight each other to come see if they could borrow the Shark.
Shark?
They were all over that.
They jumped the Shark.
Yeah, really good.
Man who knows how to iron his own clothes is a sexy thing.
Yeah, no,
not
this,
gonna
no,
lie.
This
it's
is
a vacuum,
but
isn't
it's
it?
It's a steam cleaner.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Shoots hot steam at stuff.
Oh,
and, you know,
well.
So it's not that one. But I mean, if you want to find a man who irons his own clothes, that's fine. Tell him to take them off before he irons them.
I've never done that before.
It is another kind of person, right, who does that. Anyway, a Waynesville, North Carolina man who won a Carolina Cash lottery jackpot of $118,000 said he didn't realize it for almost 3 weeks that he'd won. Wayne Haskett didn't check his ticket for the November 6th cash.
They don't even expect to win, people who buy tickets.
And again, you know, if you'll buy that $140 book from that guy we were talking about earlier today, then you might have an opportunity to do that. But then on the same time, maybe not. Hey, if you weren't worth us last hour, you need to know today is the 20th birthday of the text. Which reminds me. We'll see if Mr. Downs knew that.
Oh.
We'll call him this morning. I think he's here.
Assuming he didn't melt away yesterday.
We'll see. Let's see.
Good morning, Brian Broadcasting. This is Lauren.
Hey, Lauren, is Ben there?
Yes.
Oh, thank you. Okay.
You sound underwhelmed. Oh, yeah. Thank you.
That's great. Yeah.
Ho, ho, ho.
He's the boss. A Texas broadcaster of the year.
He's so tired.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah.
Think you gonna get away with it? Not up in here!
Not up in here!
Area man, Mr. Ben Downs.
Oh, man, he's beat.
You know, we were leaving the...
I had somebody walk over and give me an umbrella yesterday.
Did you? A parasol, so to speak.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
Indeed.
You know, it was about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. We were leaving the... we always go to the Christmas Bazaar out there at the Brazos Center, and we were leaving and...
Well, aren't you special? You know, I have my own... tradition as well, but go right ahead.
Well, we do that. We do that, and then, you know, the singing cadets, the choral activities has their Christmas concert, and so we do that annually, and that, you know, happens on the same day as the parade. But as we were walking out in our shorts and collared shirts and getting into the car
and saying, boy, it sure is hot this time of year.
Yeah, actually thinking, boy, I tell you what, old Ben's feeling pretty good right now.
And oh, man. I had to take the suit back to the dry cleaners today in a hazmat bag.
Yeah,
they have to wring it out first.
I bet. That's nasty. Well, I know because Cat looks like a lobster today. I'm saying, you know,
the things I do for Brian Broadcast.
Yeah, really.
Well,
yeah.
she's fair skinned to begin with.
Did you get rid of the stinking gloves at least?
What do you mean?
Were you wearing the gloves?
No, he had gloves on.
Oh, man.
I even bring spare gloves just in case.
Yeah.
Yeah, heck yeah.
Wow.
Driver. No. We are a full service Santa service here.
So now, did you have like an elastic band around your glasses so they wouldn't slip off because of the sweat on your nose?
No, these are antique glasses. If we were to put an elastic band around them, I think they'd probably just snap in half.
Yeah, I hear you. Okay. But anyway, but see, Kat was able to enjoy the magic of the parade. She'd never seen that before.
There was a ton of people out for that one. It was just huge, the number of children and all along there. And as you can tell, the voice is a little shot today, but that's okay. It's suffering for my art, and that's just fine. It stepped off at 2 o'clock. The route was 45 minutes from the time Santa got on to the time Santa got off the float, and so it was a good parade. It was a big parade. But
how were you able to get everybody lined up without Tom Turbeville being there? I don't understand.
Well, there's Skype.
Oh, okay.
I'd like to see Tom on Skype.
There's a couple of guys, you know, a couple of core guys standing there with iPads saying, excuse me, sir, Mr. Turbyville would like a word.
Yeah, there you go. Hold up the screen here.
You're supposed to be over in lot PA 50 East.
That's right. So there.
Yeah.
Now, actually, the reason we called him, I did want to hear a short recap, but did you hear that today is the birthday of the text message?
I heard that. Did you say what the text message was?
Yes.
Was it anything like, what hath God wrought?
Or no.
In the case of text messages, what hath God wrought?
Very good.
Oh.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
What is GD writ?
I remember when you guys used to be smart. That was a pretty darn good one. Thank you.
It was. Thank you. The text message actually was Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Aww.
But again, on December the 3rd?
Well, what else are you going
to
say?
I guess he thought it was going to take a while to deliver it.
I'm just saying, I wished a lot of people Merry Christmas yesterday.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Did you hold up a wireless device at any point?
No.
Okay. Well, I'm just asking.
Wait. Huh?
Well, I mean...
First of all, you assume Santa has pockets. Second of all, why would he do that?
Well, just because of the way that we are now. Because this is our... excuse me. Before you retire, I assure you...
I'm not retired. My retirement, as you well know, involves a call to 911 and an EMT. So.
There will come a time when you will, in fact, be capturing video on a wireless device as you sit on top of the float. There will be a Santa cam, I'm telling you.
Well, that may very well be the case. I do know that lovely Mrs. Claus, Lily, took video as we drove along yesterday using a handheld wireless device.
Well, I'm calling the Zents today. We're doing Santa cam next year.
Santa cam. I wonder how that would work.
Well, I think we know.
Split screen on both sides of the float.
Okay, something to think about. Thank you, Santa.
Good day and Merry
Christmas.
It's harvest
time at Rural Tea Pecan Farms, so enjoy orchard tours and activities every Saturday till Christmas. Make sure to pick up a Rural Tea Pecan or pumpkin pecan pie for all your holiday dinners. And sending fresh Texas pecans to everyone on your list is a perfect gift. Rural Tea Pecan's extended fall store hours have begun. From now till Christmas, they'll be open Monday through Saturday from 9 to 6. So shop their unique Texas products produced here in the Brazos Valley. Rural Tea Pecan's on Highway 21, 1 mile west of the Brazos River. Or shop ruralteapecans.com.
Hey, only halfway done. You know, it's the second weekend coming up this weekend of Christmas at the Creek. It's the new College Station holiday tradition. It's at Wolf Pen Creek Park. Now, they'll do it again this Friday and Saturday, so... chance for you to take advantage of that. It's from 6 until 9. You can go to the website and you can see each of the different things they're going to have. There'll be a gospel Christmas on the 7th. That's next Friday. And then next Saturday is Bring Your Pet and Enjoy a Movie Night. And, again, lots of different things that you can see. Oh, by the Polar Express, by the way, will be showing on Saturday night in case you care about that. There's free admission, free parking at Post Oak Mall. And then they've got Hayride Drop-Off that they'll do at Post Oak Mall and the Art Center and Colgate Drive, which is the entrance to Wolf Pen Creek. All the information about what's going on at Christmas at the Creek is available at the website, which is cxtx.gov. Now, if you're a traditionalist from back before, you remember they used to do this thing over there in the park, right? That Christmas in the park. Well, some of that is still there, and you can go through. You can either drive through or stroll through. Stephen C. Beachy Central Park to enjoy the lights. They've got the big Tower of Power thing still going on, too. So really kind of two locations. Really where the celebration is Christmas at the Creek. But then if you want to go through the park, it's there, too. And, again, that special stuff is going on Friday and Saturday this week from 6 until 9. Chef Tay, Southern Comfort Road Trip, and Cake Junkie all there with their mobile food as well if you happen to get... Yeah, Keith, if you happen to get hungry, and also there's a live nativity scene going on. The website, again, is cstx.gov.
This Christmas, we're asking you to add a child you've never met to your Christmas list. Christmas angels are little paper angels with a child's name and Christmas gift wish. These children are specially selected and wouldn't have a Christmas present without your help. Choose a Christmas angel from a tree set up at both Blue Baker locations, 201 Dominic Drive and 800 University Drive in College Station. You can also see the children's wishes at mychristmasangels.com. These children have Christmas wishes just like any child, and we hope you'll choose to help them on Christmas morning.
Hey, News Talk 1620 WTAW. Yes, exactly right. You can go to the website mychristmasangels.com if you haven't had a chance to go by either of the Blue Bakers and do that. And we'll be getting We'll be getting reports probably this week. Allie will be in to kind of keep us up to date on that. And I think we have something else really special that we're going to be talking about. Really special.
Like how special?
Pretty dang special in that this is something that we are actually going to put out there for open bidding.
I know what this special is.
And it is. It's kind of fun. So alcohol doesn't tend to make you see more clearly.
You think?
Right. But in Dennis Duthie's case.
That's why they call them beer goggles.
Thank you. In Dennis Duthie's case, a bottle of whiskey literally saved his sight. The 65-year-old New Zealand man suddenly went blind when vodka he had been drinking reacted with the diabetes medication. He regained his sight only after the hospital staff administered whiskey. What?
Because it neutralizes the vodka somehow?
I have no idea.
Do they put it in his eyes or make him drink it?
I know. It's pretty. Just said they administered. I'm not sure. Rubbed it on his face. No telling. All right, here we go.
I did some administering. Never mind.
Yeah, never mind. Pac-Man reportedly returning to the small screen as a reality TV show.
What?
I'm sorry?
The show's creator calls it a big, crazy wipeout type event with a lot of energy. The idea is to take what Pac-Man is and bring it to life, to bring what is essentially the world's biggest game of tag to television. Yeah, and we're supposed, very nice, we're supposed to get excited about that. You're going to have to wear a big stupid...
That music makes me excited.
You're going to have to wear a big stupid yellow thing and run around?
Yes.
Is that how you're going to do that?
Why not?
It's just another opportunity to thank God that you work here.
I'm so scared that you found that so quickly. That really...
He's really good at finding stuff fast.
Yeah, but that's... Wow.
Pac-Man, hey, it was a hit.
It was.
This was a hit record, man.
Hello.
It still cost a quarter, by the way.
Yeah, that's true. Man. All right. Actor Gary Busey officially closed his bankruptcy case the other day, but despite wiping out $50,000 in debt from his name, he's still kind of in the hole. He owes about $450,000. According to the legal document, Mr. Busey filed for Chapter 7 back in February, claiming he owed $500,000 to creditors and discharged from bankruptcy on November the 26th as part of the deal.
That's not the only thing he's been discharged from.
Oh, man, no kidding. He got to keep all his assets, which is $26,000 worth. Okay. He's able to free himself from $57,000 worth of debt. But he does have some other debt, like $451,000 in state and federal taxes that he is not eligible to be cleared from. Gary's been here, you know. Played Bear Bryant in
he did.
Some football show.
It was the movie of Bear Bryant's life.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I don't know how that went. I never saw it.
It was actually a really surprise. He's a freak about turning into who he's playing.
Oh, okay. Because
he turned into Buddy Holly, too, and that was creepy.
Yeah, yeah. Now, that was an interesting movie. I enjoyed that.
I did, too. But he did the same thing with Bear Bryant.
Yeah, okay. So, remember the story we had last week about the NYPD guy who bought the boots for the homeless man on the cold
November night?
Please
tell me this. You're not going to blow that up.
Well, no. Oh. But the family of that homeless man, Jeffrey Hillman, were simply stunned. Tish Hillman, who is the wife of Hillman's brother, said the last time we heard from him was maybe a year ago on New Year's Day. Once a year he calls just to let us know that he's okay. While Jeffrey's two brothers had good careers, Jeffrey drifted around New York, Western Pennsylvania, New Jersey, jobless and indigent since the early 1980s.
So he must have been an artist of some sort.
Yeah, really. In 1993, he declared bankruptcy due to the New Jersey tax liens and ended up homeless. He was always finding trouble, they said. He is a bit lost. Yeah. Another says that Jeffrey has chosen a life, but he knows that our hearts and home are always with him. Police said they haven't seen him lately, but they're not worried. It's just the fact that he has shoes now, and he looks like pretty much lots of other homeless people.
Well, see, I saw a tweet that said that he no longer had his shoes this morning.
Maybe
he sold them.
That's true. Good. Stranger things have happened. All right, so here, is this a good sign? The Wall Street Journal reports that 90% of 105 companies surveyed, 90% say that they will throw Christmas parties or holiday parties this holiday season.
Woohoo!
That's probably a good thing. Last year, they were at an all-time low at 74%. And again, this year, between 90 and 100%. And now,
dun, dun, dun.
Something from the Department of Unexpected.
Yay!
Wine consumption levels in France are at a record low. That's right, drinking wine, which was once considered France's favorite pastime, now not so much. In 1965, the average French adult drank 160 liters of wine per year. That number is down to 57. Yeah. And just 17% call themselves regular wine drinkers. So there you are. Things are getting tougher there.
Next thing you're going to tell me they don't smoke over there anymore.
Yeah, I don't know about that. Hey, on this date in history, back in 1965, Keith Richards was electrocuted and knocked unconscious during a Rolling Stones concert in Sacramento, and he's never been the same since. 1965. That's why his hair looks so weird.
Yep.
And in 1984, if I say Bhopal, India, you know, 3,800 people killed outright when a Union Carbide pesticide plant had a leak.
I remember that.
Yep, 6,000 of those people would later die from their injuries. And in 2006 in New Zealand, a police-led initiative of spraying water on state highways to, of course, and we all know why, to release the trapped spirits of those killed in the vehicle crashes there.